Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome everybody. We're here live tonight. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Hope you had a good Lamb Day or Turkey Day or Thanksgiving Day. Giving thanks to the Lord for everything, right? We want to give thanks tonight. You know, Jeannie gave me a really good idea last week. She texted me right before the show. She said, I think I'm going to do a Thanksgiving thing and let people give thanks for whatever they want to give thanks for. I thought, you know what? I think I'm going to do that. So, Jeannie, if you're listening to that, I'm copying you, okay? Hope you don't mind. Great idea. And we think we'll do that tonight. If people call in, we'll repeat it. We'll probably repeat this information a few times. So be ready for that. And we're going to take communion tonight, so we're going to eat the lamb. If you had turkey today, maybe you had turkey, maybe you had ham. If you had ham, it's okay. Mix a little lamb with a little ham. You know, just don't have too much of it all the time. Okay, because it's really not good for you. Every once in a while, it's fun, though, right? Yeah. So, you know, as you can tell, I'm a free spirit when it comes to things. I'm not in bondage to the law, though I like the law. I do like it. But I'm just not under it, right? Yeah, so good to have you guys tonight. Thank you for being with us. And we are, there's Thursday night, we're going to talk about some things. You know, the timing of everything will depend, but I want to share a lot, actually. But it's Thanksgiving, so I'm not sure exactly where all we're going to go with everything. We'll see kind of what happens, but I have some things I want to share with you eventually, hopefully tonight, about the numbers realm with the market, which reveals where we're going. Pointedly, a three-pointed crown it made in a word that we gave, God showed me. And that crown pointed to some things. We talked a little bit about it before, but I want to hopefully get into it tonight a little bit more. And the numbers part of it is really amazing. And, you know, I thought it was really cool. Mainly, it's just confirmation over and over again with numbers. And I'm not even talking about 666 number. I'm talking about 333 and 33 and 3, which has to do with the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the stock market words that I gave specifically for the Dow Jones, where it would go. And then when it got there, it all went back down again, right? And we said it's going to do it again. And it just completed doing it again. And with the numbers that we gave, the numbers have matched up the same. Both times. And so really, really cool. Really, 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 really cool, actually. So hopefully you'll be into some of that tonight. We'll be able to explain it to you. Maybe God allows me to tonight. I want to. I really want to really, really bad. I really do. So pray for me tonight. Let's pray that God will show us some stuff. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And I may have to share it a couple times before it's all over with. I'm sure I'll share it a time or two. The reason I repeat myself on a lot of things, as most of you know, is because, you know, not only do we want, I want you to hear it several times to get it in your spirit in case you don't have time to go back and listen to it on the archive, so we can make sure you get it clear, a clear picture, so we can know that when I come back and I say 3 months from now, you know, remember when we talked about that, you go, yeah, about 14 times. Something like that. Maybe 40 times. Who knows? But we just don't repeat one word one time. Most of the time, we give it over and over again and information over and over again so it can be made known before it happens that God is showing us. Randy knows absolutely nothing. As everybody else, you know, I know nothing about it. Can't even figure it out, really. I've tried. But it's very interesting how God's showing us in his word, trying to confirm to us that he's speaking through the prophet of what he wants to happen, not just what Randy, you know, you've been hearing me kind of kid around about the prophets, some of the prophets of today, that they're prophesying kind of like, this is what I would do if I was God, prophecies, right? Yeah, so I mean, you know, I think it's kind of funny because I'm in the business, so to speak, in the business. Yeah, Jesus was in the business. He's about my father's business. And that's kind of what I'm doing, about my father's business. And it really is my business. It's what I do. It's, you know, live for. It's what, you know, as far as my purpose, you know, serving Jesus as I, and you can't, listen, let me tell you something, friend. It's set up to where if you're not serving Jesus first, your gifts and your callings and all the things he wants to show you don't work as well. They work, but not near as well. You're going on four cylinders instead of eight. Or maybe you should be going on, yeah, eight cylinders sounds good. Let's start to say seven sounds better. The menorah has seven candles. Let's go with seven. So you're working off two, and you could be working off seven. So something like that. So that's really the way it is. So what we try to do around here is help you understand your salvation, your born again experience, what that is really made up of and how it works, so you can rest in that, in Jesus, knowing that all you do now is just sit back and love him. And as you love him, he leads you. It's called the love lead. He leads by love. Right? The more you love him, the more you become melted in his presence, and he leads you. It's amazing, really amazing. And I'm still working on it all the time. And so when I talk about it, I'm talking to me. I mean, literally. I'm literally telling you that's what I do. And so I'm working on it just like everybody else, for sure. Let's go here. In a second. All right. Thank you for giving tonight. Thanks, everybody, for giving. Thanks for your part and being a blessing, as truly as a blessing. And we are believing God for miracles, signs, and wonders in all kinds of places, right? All kinds of places. I hope you were listening last night when Nikki gave her testimony. You know, I had my plans, man. I'm going to talk about this market thing, this market word, this thing about the future and what it points to. And I'm all excited about it, and I'm laying it out like a foundation. And the Lord says, they're not going to do that tonight. We're going to do something else. And so we gave Nikki's testimony. As you guys know, man, you know, the Spirit of God started moving, and it was awesome, which we are very grateful for. And Nikki prayed for people, several people here from PGN. She prayed for them, and we're believing God for some great results from that and the beginning of things. So hang on. If you got an anointing for healing or are believing God for that, you know, maybe we've talked about this before pretty heavy, and I was hoping and dreaming and knowing that we're going to flow in it. I've known we're going to flow in it for a while, people here at PGN and myself, hopefully some. And so knowing that was going to happen, but just kept hoping it would happen. Like what, a couple of years ago, we started talking about it a lot more and prophesying about it. And sometimes you got to prophesy about it, and then it happens. So hopefully we're moving into that place, and we'll see what God does, right? We're in line with him and what he wants to do. So there you go. So Nikki took off, started praying for people, and really awesome. People were loving the prayers. And God was, you know, moving graciously and doing some things. And who knows, maybe you next. Maybe you'll be the one on with me, and I'll be on with you or something. I don't know what's going to go on. And we'll be doing something, you know, that God will be doing to PGN. You never know what we're going to go next. You really never know. I never know. I kind of know the general direction. I don't know all the details all the time. Sometimes I do. But God is guiding us. He's leading us, and he's doing things. And he's going to use the body of Christ. I'm very much into God using the body of Christ. That's why we have people do shows here on PGN, to learn to function in their gifts. And even if they don't do, you know, perfect or whatever, I don't really know that anybody has done perfectly, but I think everybody's done perfectly as far as I know. But it's because perfect is learning and making mistakes and keep going on, right? And you just keep learning and growing, learning and growing, learning and growing. And so we got to get past this thing of being under the law, that as soon as we make a mistake, oh, God, you know. And, you know, we've all done that a little bit. So let's believe God. All right, let me slow down a little bit. I get to going, man, and like hyperdrive kicks in. So if you sent your offering in tonight, thank you for that. We're going to pray over those here in a little bit and see what's going on. We'll kind of play this thing by ear tonight. If you need the link to give tonight, just send me a little hello, and I'll send it to you. All right, send me a little. Let me give you the number you can say hello to. It is 214-505-8719. All right, 214-505-8719. And request the giving link, and I will get it to you, right? And then you can do whatever you want. And as God speaks to you, so that'd be great. All right, let me go here. Hang on just a moment. As y'all know, we go all over the place here. Give me just a moment. Okay. Okay. If somebody has something you want to be thankful for tonight, you want to talk about it, you can get a little praise report or something. We're going to do the Jeannie show again and just kind of tag team with Jeannie on this one. And, do something in that, the light of that. So if you guys want to do that, get your hand up there, and we'll maybe spend a few moments to do that, or we can do the stock thing. I mean, it's just up to y'all, really. I want to, you know, the Thanksgiving thing would be awesome. All right, we'll get Jeannie first, since it was her idea. We'll talk to her first. She just raised her hand. Thank you, Jeannie. And maybe she'll start it off tonight and get the anointing flowing, and we'll just hop right in there, and then we'll just go wherever we feel like going, right? We're going to do communion for sure, right? So if I get caught up tonight and get lost, y'all just, you know, remind me, hey, do communion. We're going to eat. We ate turkey today. Well, now we need some lamb or some bread or something, some lamb bread. Yeah, and we'll do that, all right? So very cool. All right. Okay, so let's do that. Let's talk to Jeannie for a second and see what she's saying. Hey, I'm glad you were able to be on tonight. I'm stealing your idea.
It's a good idea. I had so much fun doing it Monday night, and so many powerful testimonies. It was very uplifting, very encouraging to hear everyone. But
You told me you were going to do it. And then after you got through, you let me know how great it was. And I thought, man, why didn't I think of that?
Yep. Yep. It's fun. And, of course, we've all got so many things to be thankful for. When I did it, I said, just, you know, pick out a specific thing. So, anyhow, tonight I want to say how thankful I am to the Lord for bringing us to our promised land, that after 8 years of looking and at times not being sure if we were on the right track for sure, you know, exactly what area, and a couple of times even, you know, making offers on wrong places and it not working, but just that God was so faithful. And, you know, that was a long time to look. And there were times where we were like, is this really going to happen? Even though in my heart, I still knew it was. But God putting the timing together, perfect. God making the way. He bringing us to the place that is absolutely, I know, 100% the place that God was saving for us. And just the joy we have for us here. And knowing that God has destiny and purpose in this place. You know, and even Hollis, he has told me time and again, he says, I have never felt happier or more at peace, he said, than I do right here, than I do right now.
Wow. And
every day we're thankful for God bringing all of this to pass and getting us here, and excited to see what God does here.
Yeah, he even protected you. I remember, you know, and people think finding things for God, finding God's stuff is just perfect. You find one property and you go, this is it. I know this is it. I think sometimes that does happen to some people, but most of the time, I know with me, it's a process of sometimes you experiment. Like, I think everybody knows that we've tried getting a couple of different properties, you know, or headed toward it at least, and then it just didn't work out. But people think the process has to be perfect or God's not leading me. And I think that's what discourages people. So to hear you say that, it's so good, because people need to know that just because you tried to get something that didn't work doesn't mean God's not guiding you. I remember the time that you were looking at some property and there was a river behind it or something, or a pond or something, not a pond, maybe a creek behind
a creek.
And the creek was, yeah, tell us about that, where God protected you from that and the name of that creek, which kind of warned you a little bit.
Yeah, it was like 2 days before we found this place. And it was over close to Lake Fork, and the place had a big horse barn on it, and the land was pretty what drew me to it, because I really didn't like the house at all, and it was a little expensive. But anyhow, we went and looked at it, and it was in a good area, had a big horse barn on it, and I told Hollis, I said, well, I don't like the house at all. I said, but maybe, you know, we could do some work on it and I could make it work. And it was kind of one of those things we had looked for so long. I was just wanting to get something bought, really. It was kind of like, I just want to get moved and get it bought. So anyhow, I told the realtor, I said, well, they've got it priced too high in my opinion for what it is. So I made a lowball offer, but I did make an offer. Now, we didn't go ahead and write up a contract at that time because she thought it was pretty low. But she said, well, I'll just tell them, you know, just tell their realtor what you've offered, and then we'll see where it goes from there. And for some odd reason, Hollis, when we got home, he was looking at the plat, and he said, well, there's a creek that runs along the back side of that property. And I said, yeah, I could tell that there was. We had not walked into it. And for whatever reason, which was God, he researched. He said, I'm going to find out the name of that creek. And he did some research looking, and he told me later, he said, it's called Ishmael Creek. And I said, oh, Lord, no. I said, I don't want anything to do with a place that has anything called Ishmael on it. And, of course, the people didn't go for the price I offered anyhow, but if they had even accepted it, I would have backed out, because I was like, that's God talking loud and clear.
Yeah.
And it
yeah.
was like 2 days later that this place that we bought come up for sale, and I found it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like 2 days later.
I can remember the timing on all that. So 2 days later, huh?
Mm-hmm. Right, it's like 2 days later.
Wow.
This place, I had heard it, I found it on the internet. It had just gone up for sale, and I drove up here that morning, and when I turned the corner and I saw the property, I just went, you know, I mean, like, sucked my breath in when I saw it. And
wow.
I didn't have my realtor with me, yeah, and I pulled in the driveway, pulled off the road, and I called my realtor, and I said, you've got to get me on this property right now. And I made an offer on it that morning.
Yeah.
But yeah, awesome. You know, the enemy will send many times he'll make available a counterfeit before the real gets there. And I think that's what that first other one was. And it didn't, like I said, it didn't really suit me. Yeah, that was so close. 2 days.
I had forgotten that it was that quick, that soon, because I remember, you know, about all that, and I just couldn't remember. Wow, right before the breakthrough came that Esau counterfeit. Man, it's amazing.
Yeah, Ishmael. All right, Ishmael counterfeit.
Ishmael, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah, Ishmael. So we know Ishmael was not of God, was not a God thing, you know, and ended up being a bunch of trouble for sure. So, all right. Well, I'm going to move to another caller here real quick. And thanks for sharing that. And, in fact, you might just hang on with me. Just hang on. I'm going to, if you could stay there, I may come back to you in a minute. So just hang there with me.
Okay.
All right, let's go here to Angie. Angie, you got something you want to be thankful for tonight? What's going on?
Oh, I'm very thankful. I'm thankful that, you know, there's been many battles and many heartbreaks, but I feel like that each moment God has been in the midst and pulled me through, and I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
The healing, you know. The different things that I've learned along my journey.
Right, right.
Sometimes, you know, when you feel like you're right and you realize that you were wrong, and, you know, that mercy and that kiss comes, pulls you
right
out of the muck.
Yeah, I've never been wrong, so I don't know what that's like.
Lord, have mercy.
Yes, on
Lord,
me for lying
mercy
like a dog. Yeah, it is. It's good for us to be wrong sometimes, I think, because it humbles us just a bit. I've been humbled maybe a little bit too much, you know, sometimes, you know, over the many years. I got saved when I was 20 years old, and I've been humbled a few times. And God's always been good, you know, but he's definitely humbled me. But I have a problem with pride, so I think that was probably – I needed more than you did.
I don't know. I might have got a few extra doses, Randy.
Yeah.
You know, I can just
exactly.
You know, think of moments where there was conflict. You know, I heard his voice speak to me. You know, where there's envy and strife, every evil abounds, and it made me shut my mouth. And then there's another time where, you know, I was desperate and I'd had a headache for 5 years, and then all of a sudden, you know, I did the communion all day, and at 9:30 at night, all of a sudden it stopped. You know, it was like, wow. I remember, you know, when I was in Chile praying for others and seeing the instant manifestation of that flow, that he felt the flow of God. It wasn't anything that you knew, that it wasn't anything you were doing, but God was flowing through you to reach another.
Wow.
And you know, and then you come home and battle things and it doesn't make sense, and then you experience the healing yourself, that was it, and that mercy and the grace, and you know, just like the visions, you know, of when I went to, I mean, it was like being pulled when you go to a bank teller and you put your money in that little thing and it sucks it up. One minute I was laying in bed, next minute I was in the heavens and I was spinning. I was like, oh God, you know, everything that you're not is screaming at you and you're wanting to run away. And then all of a sudden, you know, you just take a deep breath and say, there's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. You got to turn and face. And then, you know, you just look, you know, I was able to gaze, you know, but yet not gaze.
Right.
I don't know how to explain that. But then I just, you know, I said mercy. And then that warm flow, and when he spoke, he said, in mercy is what I want to give, you know.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And I was right back in my bed. So I know I went and came back. You know what I'm saying? And the key that was given to me that turned back a quarter, like if it was at 12 o'clock, it went back to at quarter to 12, so to speak. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And
wow.
Put the key in my hand and and left, and then I got up and my shoulder was unlocked. You know what I'm saying? And it
wow.
Just, you know, then there was, to the unlocking, there was an unlocking inside of me. And I don't know if that makes sense. But
yeah.
It started, you know, it unlocked
awesome.
A lot of things that, you know, that God showed me, you know, it's okay to love me. Kind of.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, that, I don't know.
Awesome.
I've had a lot of encounters, and, you know, like the time that I needed a window, my brother was cutting grass at my mother's house and shattered my back window to a Jeep. I didn't have money to replace it, and I felt bad because it was my mom's house, too. He was cutting grass. He was doing a good deed, but yet it, you know, blew out my window in the back of the Jeep. And so, and it's kind of pricey. So one day I was riding on the side of the road, and on the side of the road there's the same window, a piece of a Jeep cut up like it was going to, you know, some
junk
kind dirt. Of it was a part laying on the side of the road, but it was a part that I needed. So I called my friend and said, hey, I found the window for my Jeep, I think. I'm going to stay here and you come pick it up. And sure enough,
wow.
That was my window replacement. You know, just the small things that really, you know, just, you know,
that's
thrills
amazing.
You and you just kind of know that it's God. It couldn't be anything else. Where is there another 2008 Jeep window laying on the side of the road when your brother knocked it out? You know what I'm saying? Just those things. You know, it's an adventure. It's exciting. It's, you know, you don't know where it comes, but it comes.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So,
that
you know,
so awesome.
I have lots of encounters.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, we just thank you for that. What an amazing find. I mean, that is just mind-boggling. That's just so rare. That's like Nikki's miracle that she got last night, that the doctor was, you know, marking a tumor, whatever it was, on her back, the size of two grapefruits, and he's marking it to get ready to cut it out, and 5 minutes later when they get into the operating room, the thing is gone. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, it's just amazing. You can't describe that any other way than, oh, my God. That's kind of like your thing. It is like you find a thing on the side of the road. Among all the other things God done for you, that's like a oh, my God moment. That is amazing. God, we give you the glory. Hallelujah. That is so cool, man.
So,
I
just think his goodness, his mercy, you know, flows so freely. And a lot of times it's not when you got it all right, it's when everything's all wrong.
That's right. Oh, that is so true,
you know,
girl.
How can you love me when I'm so wrong?
When I'm so messed up. Because you're easier to love because you're not sitting there thinking you got it all together. So we're a little bit easier to cuddle up.
It does make that song, How Great Thou Art, instead of How Great I Art. Humble pie is the way to go, baby.
That is hilarious. I love it. Yeah. All right. I love you, girl. Thanks for sharing that. You know, I don't think I've heard the Jeep story. You might have talked about that a long time ago, but that is mind-boggling, man. That's like, I mean, look at that. That's just amazing.
Yeah, because it bothered me emotionally. You know, my brother was doing a good deed. Usually you can say, don't worry about it, but it's like, oh, no, I got to worry about this.
you cast that care on the Lord and or however you did it, and he said, hey, I dropped you one off over here in the ditch. If you can just go by this little ditch over here, I got you one over there. It's all yours for free. And you're going like, huh? That is amazing, man. That is mind-boggling, actually. All right. We're gonna probably pick up from that later on, but thanks for sharing that. We're going to try to get some other testimonies in. Thank you so much. We love you, girl.
All right. Love you guys. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Let's go here. Nikki had her hand up. I think it's Nikki has her hand up next. Let's go here and talk to her and see what she's thankful for. Is this Nikki and Charles? Nikki?
Hey. Yeah. Hey, Randy. I just wanted to tell you I'm thankful for the Lord, and I'm in his kingdom. And I'm just grateful that he loves me and I love him. And I'm just so grateful for Jesus. You know, he shed his blood for us and all. And, I'm just grateful. Every time I think about the Lord, I just want to shout and dance and worship his name. And then on top of all that, just, you know, there's a weeping of how good he is. That's where I'm at. I'm just so happy that, you know, I was chosen before the foundation of the earth. That he, you know, he loved me first.
Yeah. Yeah. So, how are you feeling today? Are you feeling rough? You had your operation and they couldn't find the one big thing and the little thing, they cut it out of there. How is it feeling?
They put a nerve block in there, so I can't. One side of my head where they did, but it's starting to, like, I don't know. I can feel at the bottom, I can feel my muscle, and it's real swollen. I've been keeping an ice pack on it, and, you know, it's swollen and it hurts, kind of achy. I would appreciate it if you did for me, but
We thank you, Jesus, right now. We thank you, Lord, for all you've done for her, God, and we just give you glory and thanks that you finish up the job and reveal your love to her, God. We suffer and we get blessed. We suffer, we get blessed. And we just thank you, Lord, that whatever it takes to get blessed, we want it. We want to learn how to receive your blessings, you know, like Paul had. Paul had a thorn in the flesh, and he had to learn how to depend on the grace of God. Lord, I thank you that we're going to be a generation that's going to depend on the grace of God without a thorn in the flesh, because we're going to love you so much and be so dependent on you and know. But sometimes until we get there, you know, how many thorns in the flesh have I had? And I don't know if I could actually officially call it a thorn in the flesh, but a pain in the neck for sure have I had in my life that kept me humble, literal pains in the neck and literal headaches and literal, you know, pains with people and family members and mainly myself, you know, and just going, dear God, you know, how much stuff does, you know, what does it take to keep me? How come I can't just stay humble? You know, like I said, Paul was given a thorn in the flesh, you know, to keep him humble. I'm going like, did he ever learn how to be humble? Because if he did, he might've got rid of that thorn. I don't know, but it would be cool to have that, wouldn't it?
Yeah. That could be a good question for me, you know. Hey, Apostle Paul, what was the thorn in your side?
Yeah.
Because nobody really knows what it was, you know, but that'd be a good question. I definitely want to know what Jesus knelt down and wrote in the sand. I'd like to know what that is as well. So.
Absolutely. I would like to know that, too. That'd be so cool to find out. Well, thank you, Jesus, for touching her neck tonight, God, and we rebuke that pain. We thank you, Lord, that whatever's creating that pain, to fix that so that the pain will go away. Whatever's causing this, whatever needs to be finished up healing, put up nerves to be connected and all the things maybe that need to be corrected there, God, or just continuation of healing, unstopping all the blood vessels, the nerves and that need to be, and let the swelling just go away in Jesus' name. And we just take authority over it. Yeah. Be gone in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
All right, girl.
Yep, and
I'm going to move on.
Go ahead.
We still love him. That's right. He's been off. He's been off. He's been fighting what?
That leg, and he says sore throat, and he was real bad, and he was breaking fevers before we left. Come over here where I'm recovering. I'm not recovering at home. I'm actually out of town, but Charles is on the couch. Sleeping most of the time we've been here for like three since Sunday Monday after the hospital. So anyway,
all right, let's do that. Okay, Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. I'm going to meet you there. And thank you, Jesus, for Charles. We just bless him, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your blood, for his immune system to increase, God. You know, there's different ways we can get our immune system stronger in the natural realm. You can do it in the spirit realm, of course, in a second time. We thank you for that, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you for opening up them to a whole nother level of your touch, of your blessing, and every tongue that would rise against them, no weapon formed against them will prosper. And every tongue that rises against them in judgment, including their own tongues, our own tongues sometimes, you know, we tell ourselves stuff, and so I think, Lord, that they come out of agreement with anything but the fact that they are blessed, they are highly favored, they are forgiven, they are chosen, they are honorable before you, God, in Jesus' name. And because of that, that free-flowing blood of Jesus flow through them and cleanse them and wash them and heal them and touch them, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless Charles, God. Encourage him, God, in Jesus' name. Let him receive those blessings, Father, in Jesus' name. And every wall broken down that would hinder him, in Jesus' name. And his leg and all that, God, let it flow in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And, as Nikki recovers, Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus over her and for making her whole in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, come take my next caller here. I think Cheryl from Florida, see what she's thankful for. And then after that, nobody else has their hand up. So we may start moving to another phase if nobody raises their hand. All right, Cheryl, you there?
Well, I guess I'm the grand finale here.
You might be. You never know.
You're not listening. Moment by you're moment, not taking you know. Your messages because I said send me a link, but this link decided to just show up and do right. But
okay.
I had asked you to pray for. I've told you about this, so you know about it. But I asked you to pray so that. Anyway, Dad and I had prepared a will. And
right.
I had a ladybird deeding me the house, which I'm most thankful for. And but the bank tried to, because Florida doesn't come up with the papers that they want, making it hard because the will wasn't good enough for them and the death certificate wasn't good enough for them. And the labor deed wasn't good enough for me. Anyway, they're going to make me go through probate for an account that I wasn't even on and that I wanted to pay off, that they were taking payments out of my account, but I couldn't pay it off, and I couldn't find out what the total was to pay it off because I'm not authorized to get on the account, but they're taking payments out of my, long story short. I asked for prayer, you and several other people, I asked for prayer. But not only did God send me after I asked for prayer, he sent me a lady who managed the bank here in town, who's a good friend of mine. She said, Cheryl, I'll find out the payoff on that. I can call from the bank and find it. And then the lady that works for them also said, for the bank that was giving me trouble, she said, just send in a check. And I said to her, send in a check that has your dad and your name on it. And I said, well, that'd be all fine and good if you could tell me what the payoff is, because that's kind of what I needed to get that check flowing through there. But long story short, the check went through and paid off that loan.
Oh, whoa.
And that's kind of like a miracle.
Miracle. And that freed up the whole thing, right? Because it finalized and it has your name on it, I guess.
Yes. Well, the house has my name on it anyway. It was just that they were going to make me go through probate to pay off this loan that was against, a small loan. It wasn't a large one, but God just did that. I mean.
Wow.
And sent the people in to help me. Yeah. I mean, my very next customer was someone, after I prayed about it. And, first of all, you start sweating it. you know, thinking, oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to go through, you know, this and that, and thousands of dollars in probate. So,
wow.
Anyway, I'm very thankful for that. I'm thankful for the home. I'm thankful for my children coming back to the Lord, and just God's provision in my life. He's just been really good to me. And
awesome.
And it's not because I deserve it. Oh, and then on top of all that, and what he's saying to me, it's not about right now, especially in this season, that he's wanting to bless people. And it's not just because that they've been good. Yeah, he does bless us when we do good things. I mean, blessings are there. But some people who lived in my house when they came, the Lord just says, I want to bless them. And no matter what they did, the Lord still said, I'm going to bless them. It's, you know, and it reminded me of that scripture, I choose who I choose, and I bless who I want to bless.
Oh, yeah.
And he blessed them. He set them up with jobs and provision.
Wow.
And a place to live. And
yeah.
So Angie's right about that. It's not. It's about what he wants to do, and that we are Abraham's seed. This is the scripture, and this is the confirmation. Went to church Sunday, and the guy who was ministered on some stuff about Israel, but he brought in that, you know, we're Abraham's seed, and when God made covenant with Abraham, he told Abraham, he said, Abraham, all the nations of the earth are going to be blessed through you. And so when this was going on with these people that were living in my house, the Lord said, I want to use you. Let me be the conduit. I didn't even have to do it. I just did some things. But he just needed someone to stand in the gap for them and prophesy to them and tell them that he's doing it. And so when he did it, one girl who didn't really know the Lord as her personal savior, she prays to the Lord, but her husband he calls me Cheryl, he says, when I pray to God, I pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I'm like, wow.
Wow. It's cool. That's really cool.
Do you hear what
awesome?
God says? Through you, Abraham's seed, the
wow.
nations of the earth will be blessed.
Yeah.
So
awesome.
And,
that
you know,
amazing.
They did things. Some things that went down was just not kosher. And I'm like, God, are you sure you're wanting to do this? Yes, ma'am, I'm very sure. And he did it. And thank you for your prayers. I know you prayed.
Wow, that's awesome.
Appreciate it.
Well, of course. And we just, you know, the thing about, you know, the spirit of prayer is, we're going to talk about that some night, and I've gotten some new things on that about how it works with me, that I think that probably works with other people too, but we just don't talk about it much. And it's a whole other area of prayer where, you know, I think God's bringing the whole body of Christ to that. It's so easy. We almost don't even know we're doing it. You know, it's not like we deliberately stop everything. And, you know, I used to think I had this, you know, spend a lot of time in prayer to, you know, for some reason, the more time I spent, it's probably going to get done the more time I spent. When I broke through that, I started realizing that it's about my effectiveness, the effective prayer of a righteous woman or man. It's the effective prayer. So if I pray in 3 seconds in Jesus' name, da, 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 and the Lord says, done, and I say, that's it. And people say, oh, how long did you pray for me, Brother Chandler? You know, I mean, you know, but when you're in my realm, that's people ask this. And not that you have, or PGM people, you don't usually ask.
Yeah.
That, how much time did you spend praying for me, Brother Chandler? Something really happened. I said, man, you know, honest to God, if I told you, you probably wouldn't like me anymore, because I just kind of like
came in agreement with God. God says, I'm looking for people. Waka shekera mahon ba malorte pa stikre mo bunde pa marikati la korta pa wa. It's not by the time you spend. It's by the agreement that you agree with me, saith the Lord. The Lord says, I'm looking for a people that will just simply say, I agree with you. You don't have to know everything and do everything and be everything. The Lord says, just come in agreement, and wherever two or more agree as touching a thing, it shall be done, saith the Spirit of God. So come in agreement with me, my people. Come in agreement with me and pray the effective prayer of a righteous man. If it takes 3 seconds, it's a 3-second effective prayer that moves mountains. If it takes 3 hours, it's a 3-hour effective prayer that moves mountains, saith the Spirit of God.
Wow.
Draw nigh to me, and I will draw nigh to you, saith the Spirit of God, and come in agreement with me. I just need you to agree with me. I'm the God of glory, and you're my servants in the earth who have dominion, and I need someone just to simply agree with me, saith the Spirit of God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Whoa.
Thank you. Yeah,
and I felt
that was Takara. Yeah. Yes, and that's what I'm thinking when you're praying, too. I just remember when you first get saved, how you're just like walking on cloud nine, and you just knew there was just a knowing, and there's a knowing on me now, but it was brand new to me then, so I was like super excited about it. And, you know, when it kind of lifted, it was like, oh, man, where'd you go, God? You know, when you have to struggle sometimes, you know, you feel like you're struggling.
Absolutely.
But
during
that time, it's like what you were saying. It's like just come in. It's like you knew what God wanted. You just simply come into agreement with it. Well, we prayed a lot. I can't say that we didn't because we wanted to. We wanted
to.
But you know, I agree with that. I see it more, but I struggle with that too.
Well, we all do. Because we're taught that, you know, how much time, you know. So the whole thing is, and we all deal with that. I've dealt with it too. I still deal with it. You know, and so what the Lord's saying is that, you know, he just wants us to come in agreement with him, however long it takes. And see, here's the difference between the kind of prayer you're talking about that you enjoy. I mean, just like we get on here in the show and the Spirit of God just starts hitting, we're not, quote, praying always. We're just flowing. And flowing is fun. But we're not trying to get God to do something, you know, and spend hours trying to get him to convince him that he wants to do it. It's coming to agreement with it. You come into agreement And even though, let's say you spend 3 hours, the first 3 seconds you agree with him, the thing is done, and the rest of the 3 hours you spend like, you know, enjoying it like a party. Like, hey, you know, it's like we spend 3 minutes getting the job done, and then when the job is done, he says, good job, good and faithful service. And then we party. We called it prayer, but it's just kind of like having fun with Jesus, you know. It's not really prayer trying to get something done as much as it is just enjoying his presence and talking and prophesying. Sometimes the prophets get together and they just, one would prophesy and they would hear him prophesy or her, and another one would prophesy. And then another one, they weren't really praying. They were releasing information from heaven. It wasn't like trying to get something done. And there's a big difference between trying to get something done for God, which we need to do. There's a lot of business that God wants to get done. And then there's the partying time. So we need to spend more time partying and quote, fun and prophesying and what people, some people would call prayer, not the prayer of maybe the prayer of Thanksgiving, not the prayer of, oh God, you know, you got to do this for my child or else, you know, it's kind of like, okay, God, in Jesus' name, amen, I come to agree with you on that. And then we go, hallelujah, it's done. You know, and we have fun for 3 hours and we call it a prayer meeting, but it's not really what people think a prayer meeting is. Anyway, I got to move on here, but that's awesome. You got me stirred up here.
Yeah. Right. Well, let me say one more thing. I had to fight people to do this, too. In the natural, people look at you and go, they shouldn't be blessed. They don't even deserve a roof over their head. Blah, 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 blah. But we're going to have to hear what God, because if the nations of the earth are going to be blessed through us, and God wants to use us as conduits, then we're going to have to hear him. and not hear them.
Yeah.
Because, and I'm not saying don't walk in wisdom. I'm just saying if God's speaking to us, you know, and it's a stranger unaware and it's an angel somewhere. You know what I'm saying? It could be an angel.
Yeah.
He could be just saying, you know, will you do what he says? And I'm not saying I always do what he says, but I try. And so thank you for the time. And, send the link. And we'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, Cheryl. I appreciate it. I love it, man. Listen to this stuff, man. This is amazing. Just the information I just got. I've never really released that particular information before that I just released on Cheryl about. We pray for 3 seconds, get the job done, and then we party the rest of the time. And people say, oh, look, they're in a prayer meeting for 3 hours. No, we were in a prayer meeting for 3 minutes. And it ended up being a rejoicing service and a fun service and a prophesying service for 3 hours. Amen. Andrea?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah.
How are you, girl?
I'm here. Oh, I'm okay.
What's going on? What are you going to be thankful for tonight? Whenever you're ready for that, but I haven't heard from you in a while. You good? You sound like you're doing good.
Yeah, I'm not doing too bad. I've just been with my mom this whole life. Because the nursing home tried to kill her. So
a cult trying to kill you?
The nursing home tried to kill my mom because the PA there, I went in to celebrate her birthday on November 5th, and she said, the receptionist said she was on hospice, and then the PA was saying, she only has 3 to 5 days to live. Her systems are all shutting down. And I asked them, does she have a UTI? Oh, no, she doesn't have any signs of one. She's just dying. And so he got her to the hospital because I called my sister, who called my brother-in-law, who's got the PA. And he's now working with us. We got her to the hospital. And sure enough, she had a PA. And she almost died because of that PA. And I prayed over her, and a bunch of other people are praying for her throughout the week.
Uh-huh.
And she started popping out of it. And the gal at the hospital said she's a lot. So.
Wow. So she popped out of it. Praise God. That's awesome. Hello? Hello? Did you go somewhere? Oh, she dropped. Maybe she'll come in a minute. All right, so she's been having problems with her mom. Some of you understand that. I think Cheryl probably understand that situation with Andrea going on there. So a lot of that stuff, which she, obviously I'm glad she said that. She'll probably be back on a second here. Oh, there she is. Okay. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, she says it's a walking miracle, but she's on – recovery, but it's God's timing. You know, nobody has a right to tell anybody, that they're going to die except for God.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I know Cheryl, I just talked to Cheryl right before I talked to you, and she went through that with her dad too, I think. And kind of a difficult thing, kind of a crazy thing that I don't understand it all. I think that sometimes they invite death because they think that that's what they're supposed to be doing. Like it's their job to help somebody die instead of just, taking care of them the best you can. I don't know. That's really sad.
It is. I mean, and we mentioned the word loss. We said that, this is negligence. You know, if it ever happens again, could be a lawsuit.
Right.
So, because I just don't want it to happen to anybody else.
Right, right, yeah. They protect those people pretty good. But if they're doing something that's, it's pretty sad what our government has done to protect some of that stuff. But I believe God for the miracle on that. We thank you, Lord. We just give you glory and thanks that her mom, that you used Andrea to catch that and to stop that and to intervene in that. Hallelujah, that's amazing. Woo, like you were a divine appointment from God going in there and getting all that stuff turned around, girl. That is amazing. You were used by God to save your mother.
Yep.
That is a Thanksgiving.
Right,
yeah. Look at that. That is absolutely amazing. Woo! Hallelujah. Wow. Now, how old is she, Andrea, your mama?
She's turned 92.
Oh, she's my God. So she's on up there. Yeah. That is awesome. I hope. Man, by the time I'm, you know, whatever, I'm not even going to talk about that. Stay healthy, that's for sure. It'll be thinking clear all the rest of my life until the time I move on. But that's amazing. Thank God he used you. That is a praiseworthy thing. And glory to God. I don't know what to say about that. That is beautiful. All right. Anything else you want to say before I move on here? I think we're going to kind of having a Thanksgiving. People are giving thanks.
She finally got to see, because my female peak had six puppies. They're all females, and they're three are white, and then two of them, or three of them are spotted. So she got to hold some of the Picardy puppies. So that was a blessing.
Yeah, that is. They're such a little doggies and little, even the cats, man. They're such a blessing. Any animal is a blessing. They're so innocent and they're so beautiful.
Yeah.
You can understand why God used them as offerings to him, because he, you know, if we think they're so innocent and beautiful, just what does he think about them? You know, he created them. Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're kind of doing a different thing tonight. It's Thursday night, but we're doing a little bit different thing tonight. And is there anything particular we can pray with you about besides the continuation with that thing with your mom?
Just pray that the peak puppies sell. So.
Okay.
I'm asking 700 piece for them, because they're, you know, I got papers for them and that's regeneration certificate. So, yeah, that they sell, that I'm keeping two of them. I was really sad. I lost a male that was only 6 years old. Something happened to his intestine, I think, and it got twisted or something. And
yeah.
And it happened to that twice, and he passed away. But like, there's three of them that are white, so I can keep one of the white ones.
So you have papers on them and everything, so they're going to be a good buy for somebody, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. So you stick it in the newspaper, or you just kind of stick signs around, or how do you do it?
I got it in the American Classifieds, and then I'm going to probably put it around town, and I'll put it on Craigslist too, probably.
Yeah.
So,
very smart.
Very sweet. They're very cute, but they're all girls. Not one boy in the bunch. All girls.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, they can have more babies, that's for sure. You can have one male, and if you have one male and 10 females, you can have a bunch of multiply pretty quick. A lot less to feed. In the animal kingdom, they don't have to be married. So it's all in God's life. It's all innocent and pure and beautiful. So that's I don't know why I'm going there exactly. Cool, really, really cool. All right, we will be doing that, Andrea. So good to talk to you. Anything else going on you want to talk about real quick before I move on?
No, that's about it. Yeah, I'll put my offering in. I'm just coming home from a Thanksgiving day with a friend, you know, so I'm going to put the offering in as soon as I get home.
Oh, bless you. Okay, well,
kind of
whatever you do. That.
It'll be
thank you so much.
Okay.
All right, awesome. Thank
Alrighty.
You, Andrew. We pray for those babies right now, those little sweet babies that she's got on the, have papers on. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for drawing people to buy those jewels. They're just little jewels. They're little precious things with paperwork. That's amazing. That's really cool. And give them what they're worth, God, and more. Bless her with, make people just say, here's a little extra that's so pretty, that's so cute, so beautiful. And just bless her and let her move into that place and bless you, Father, and increase in every area, God, in Jesus' name. Wisdom, love, enjoyment of life, and friends in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. We love you, Andrea. Thank you so much. And we love you guys. All right, nobody else has raised their hand to give a testimony. I guess that either people are doing other things right now and probably still eating turkey, eating lamb, eating something, maybe eating a little ham, sneaking in some ham. Yeah, I haven't had any ham yet, but if I had some around, I'd probably have it. Yeah, I would.
right. All right. So I think that's it for now. Nobody else. We have several people that are on tonight, but all right. So we'll move on. If people want to give their testimony, if we move along here, we can do that. You know, it's only 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. Wow. Do I have time? I don't know if I have time to do that thing with the market information. It's a prophetic revelation on the future that this, some of the words we've given with specific details in, you know, in the market realm that pointing to certain numbers and that God gave me and in the market. And we have seen those things come to pass twice, which both times, you know, everybody in the real world says that wasn't going to happen. And not only do we tell people what is going to go up or down, we told them specific numbers like 33,000, 34,000, you know, that kind of thing. And so, you know, when it reaches that, the market just goes up and down so fast these days, but, you know, it can pass through 1,000 pretty quick. And so the cool thing about it is that the reason we want to talk about this and download this information, which we will do eventually, to it tonight. Obviously, God has a timing for this. Every time I try to do something, you know, and he's not timing, so something better comes up, and so it's pretty cool. So let's take communion together, and then we'll kind of go from there. What do you say about that? Let's do that, and I know you guys Oh, ka-ching. All right, thank you, Cheryl, for that. All right, appreciate that. All right, we'll get ready to pray over offerings here in just a little bit. Thank you for being a blessing. Thank you so much for all of it. And, you know, it's like I was talking with Cheryl earlier about prayer. There's this whole thing about prayer, like, you know, people say, you did pray for me, right? Or, you know, I know you prayed for me. And you're thinking like, well, I only prayed maybe a couple of minutes and just gave God thanks. And literally, sometimes that's what happens to me. You know, it's truly amazing how we're going to talk about the realm of prayer and set people free from the guilt of thinking that it takes a long time to pray something in, you know, in agreement with God. And I'm going to share that and try to, the basic point of it is going to be to set people free from the shame of feeling like if they don't pray a certain amount of time. Now, you know, there are times that we get into his presence and together with other people, like we do here on PGN, we're at this for two to three to four hours, Monday through Thursday, at least on our show. And then you have others who come on, Jeannie and Deborah and John. Deborah comes on Tuesdays, and Terrence and Tanisha come on Wednesdays, and then LaShawn on Fridays, and Carmen comes on Saturdays, along with on Sundays now we have mostly, you know, Felicia came on this Sunday, and then we have Angela Joy comes on Sundays, and, you know, we're having some kind of prayer and worship at least an hour. You know, sometimes 3 or 4 hours, you know, per night. And so it's pretty cool, you know. And we're going to find out more about that, where people feel like, what are we doing in prayer? What's going on? What's the purpose of prayer? And then when you spend time, you know, you pray for 3 seconds and get the job done because you came in agreement with God. You knew exactly what he would agree about. And you agreed with him. And he says, it's done. Don't pray about it anymore, right? Because what we do is we start praying in anxiety or in stress or trying to make it happen and pushing it to be done, then we interfere with it. And so it's a whole amazing thing to understand that when you pray and you basically get a confirmation somehow in your spirit that it's done. I mean, you know, it's done. God says it's done. When it's done, guess what? From then on, it's Thanksgiving. It's having a party. It's having fun. And you can do that for 2 or 3 hours. And people say, how long did you pray today? Well, about 3 seconds. Did you get anything done? Oh, yeah, the whole thing got done. Then why did you spend 3 or 4 hours? What were you doing in there? Oh, well, we were just prophesying and singing and dancing and rejoicing and talking to God, and God was talking to us. And, oh, but that's not a prayer meeting. Well, I don't know. You can call it whatever you want. But
so we need to distinguish the difference between a prayer time and getting God's business done, and then rejoicing, entering into the rest and have a blast and have fun. You know, there's a big thing with that, and it's also part of the, you know, getting the job, completing the job that God's done, is enter to praise and thanksgiving and start enjoying yourself, right, and knowing that God has done it. Yeah. All right. Cool. I kind of got into Prophetica there on that for a moment. That was pretty cool. Yeah. And I have a feeling that that's going to change the way we do things, or just maybe confirm that some of us are doing that already, and how beautiful it is, how powerful it is, right? Yeah. So, hallelujah. I'm getting excited now. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's get ready to take communion. I do a lot of business on Thursdays. Things come in while I'm on the, while I'm talking to you guys. So I'm constantly getting people giving, sending texts, prayer requests, and I'm taking all this stuff in and doing the show at the same time. It's so much fun. I mean, I actually literally love it and enjoy the business of it. It's just busy for God. Right? It's just nothing like being busy for God. And man, I'm going to be busy for God. I'm not just busy doing something for God. I'm going to be busy doing what God wants me to do. Amen. All right. Okay. It is a good time. Yeah, it's a good time. Amen. All right, y'all, give me just a moment here as I fill in the blanks. Fill in the blanks. Thank you, Andrea, for getting on with us. Thanks for getting in and talking, sharing that with us. What a beautiful thing. What a nice warning to others about care and what goes on in nursing homes. If you really love your mom and dad, you're going to be prayerful. And that's one of the things I've learned through, you know, through Angie. Angie's talked about that. Cheryl's talked about it with her dad and wrestling with all that. And then also, you know, others. And then Andrea tonight. So I think that it's something we need to lift up before the Lord and believe God to do correctly, right? Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. This is a beautiful thing. How Andrea was used to save her mama in that sense. My God, thank you, Jesus. That is really, really, really cool. All right. So I haven't shared my thing yet. And man, I'm really wanting to. I'm just going to see it, play it by ear. Let's see what goes on. I want the timing of the Lord. I don't always know the timing of the Lord. Sometimes I want to do something, like I want to give the name of the Antichrist, right? Y'all know about that. I wanted to do that a long time ago, and God just kept telling me, you know, it's not time. And every time I would think about it, it's like everything would come up and say no. And so now I know why, right? Because when the queen died, it was the perfect timing for it. It was amazing, the timing. That was all the grace of God. I do not know exactly what's going on, right? God graciously led me. And period. That's it. I couldn't sit there and lie. Oh, I knew everything. You know, I didn't know nothing. God didn't show me. I don't know anything. And that literally is the truth, y'all. Literally is the truth. Okay. I don't want to make it up as I go. I want it to be God as we go. Okay. All right. If you need that link tonight, let me know. I'll be glad to get it to you. Some of you have already responded. A lot of people have already responded, actually, but thank you for that. But if you need that link tonight, I will send it to you. And thank God. Hang on just a moment here while I take care of business. Okay, I think I got it.
birthday. Give me just a moment here. I'll be right with you. Jesus. All right, praise God. God is good. Sure. All right. All right. All right, let's take communion tonight. You want to do that tonight with me? And we'll see what's going on with this stuff. All right, let's go to the scripture here for a moment and let's agree. I think God brings us together every time we do this. He unites us together as one. We do communion together. Thank you for that, Father. And hallelujah. Right, here we go. First Corinthians 11, verse 23, as we always do. There we go. King James. The bread tonight, give me a minute here just to get your bread together. I know you've been eating all day probably if you're like me. Okay. All right, getting prayer requests in, people wanting to lose weight. Hey, man, I want to lose weight too. I'm not as fat as I have been before, but I've got a little belly on me, and I'm trying to lose some of that. I'm like 238. When I'm 238, I'm skinny at 220, so that just says it's not, whatever that tells you. I don't know what that tells you, but I'm always kind of a big bone person, but yeah, I need to lose some weight too, so we'll do that. Everybody needs to lose weight tonight. Let me know. You don't have to, but at least lift it up to Jesus. And we'll believe God to help us with that. And give me some prayer requests about that tonight. Amen to that. I go through phases sometimes where I gain that weight, man. I do. And so it's not good for you. So we need to stay, not skinny, but keep that weight off the best we can. Stay healthy. We want to live a long life. Be healthy. All right. So if you have a little minute there to get your bread and your juice together, and I got the scripture here, let's lift up the word of God, and God can help you lose weight. Amen. God taking communion, it opens us up to the word of God. That opens up to the living Christ, to the living word, and where he can speak to us by the Spirit and confirm it in the word, right? Everything confirms with the word. Everything. That's what we have. That's what the lovely word of God is all about. It confirms to us that what we're hearing is God. Isn't that amazing? I just love it. I just absolutely love it. Love it, love it, love it. So, all right, let's go here. 1 Corinthians 11. For I received from the Lord, Paul the Apostle said, that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. This is the food. That's what I love about this. This is the food of God.
a lamb, offering up himself with thanksgiving to be eaten. Look at this. For I received from the Lord was that the same night in which Jesus was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Friend, this is like the turkey in the middle of the table. All of a sudden, the turkey jumps up and says, before you eat me, let me pray a prayer. Father, I lift my body up to you before they partake of me. That's literally what this is like. It's like the food itself saying, bless me so that I can bless my people. And when you eat Jesus, friend, when you eat Jesus, when you eat the Lamb of God, the food is literally food for you. Hallelujah. You are blessed. You're healed. You're delivered. You're getting information from God you need. You can lose weight. You can get your finances in order, get things going. So we lift it up. We bless it, God, in Jesus' name, and we eat. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for your body. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you as we, in the same manner, he took the cup, saying, this is the cup in the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it. He's saying, drink of me. It's what he's saying. Jesus is lifting this cup up, saying, this is my blood. As often as you drink my blood, do it in remembrance of me. I am the new covenant in my blood. And the animal we're eating, if so to speak, the lamb that we're eating, Jesus that we're eating, is blessing his body, lifting his body up, saying, partake of me, you're going to eat of me, you're going to drink of me, and you're going to be blessed. You're going to be healed. You're going to be delivered. Drink of my blood. Drink of my body. Eat of my body. Let's drink, friend. Hallelujah. How many times do you know that the food talks to you? Amen. Because that's what our Jesus is. He's food and he talks to us. Food we eat and he blesses his own body. This is his own body up to the Father. He said he took the bread and he lifted it up and he blessed it. And this is my body you're about to eat. It's like the turkey or the lamb saying, you're about to eat me. And he's talking to you. I want to lift my body up to be blessed so that when you eat it, it will multiply inside of you. Multiply what you need. Multiply your understanding of God. Multiply and increase your knowledge of him. Multiply the anointing. Multiply your prayer sharpness, the sharpness of your prayer, not how long you pray, but the sharpness and effectiveness of your prayer. It's not how long we pray. It's the effectiveness. Now, if it takes you a long time to learn how to be effective, then do that, whatever it takes. If it takes you 8 hours a day like it did me to learn how to be effective, then that's what it takes. So be it, and do it until you do. Long hours in prayer is awesome. If you're not able to get if it's training you how to get the effective word, then however long it takes, amen to that, right? So we're for long prayer. We're for whatever it takes to get you to that place where you become effective, powerful, sharp, and quick. Amen? Amen. We get the work done, and then we play with Jesus. I sure love that. Listen to this, man. He's okay. We're going to go to work today, boys. Jesus is telling us, his disciples, that's us right here on PG Internet. Okay, y'all ready to go to work? We got some things we got to get done for the kingdom. Got some things going over there in Jerusalem and over there in Germany and over there in Babylon or wherever it is, New York and Texas and California and Florida. We got some things going on. Okay, guys, here we go. And he says, pray like this. This is what I want done. And we just say, okay, Lord, we come in agreement with you. And he goes, all right, now let's play. And so we run around and we play with him and prophesy and sing and dance and just play with Jesus. I know this sounds crazy, y'all, but this is what God's showing me. This is what he's showing me. This is the spirit of worship, right? As soon as we get Jesus gets the work done and then he plays. He likes to play. He likes to have fun. He likes to rejoice. He likes to dance. He likes to sing. I would love to hear Jesus sing, wouldn't y'all? I would love to hear Jesus sing. He's probably got an awesome voice, better than any Lucifer who was before Lucifer fell and became Satan. The voice that Lucifer had was given to him by the Father. I can imagine what kind of voice Jesus had. I mean, he might have been the greatest singer in the whole world. Who knows? Wouldn't you just love to hear Jesus sing and sing along with him? Be in a worship band with Jesus? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That'd be awesome, man. And I'm not playing either. I'm not just making this stuff up. I mean, he likes to play. He showed me this in an open vision, the only open vision I've ever had. The only one that I've ever had. Well, let's see, open vision. Only open vision. And he said, man, you know, you need to chill out, Chandler. You work too hard all the time. You need to learn how to get the job done, and then let's play. Let's party. Let's have a love fest. Amen. I mean, literally, what are we trying to go back to the sweat realm for? When Jesus said, I came to break the sweat realm, and here we are going back into the law, back under, if we don't do everything perfect, if we sin one sin, we're guilty of all sins. That's what most of us still live under and don't even know it sometimes. And having a bad day, isn't that what you feel like when you're having a bad day? It's like, I've messed up one time. It's like, my whole life's falling apart. Oh, my God. Well, I feel the same way, exactly. This is all of us. It's not just one or two dummies. No, this is all the gummies, you know, the gummy bears. You know, I have gummy bears for everything. That's everybody. That's all of us. Yeah, I'm telling you. And God's bringing us out from underneath that thing of saying, you know, if you don't do everything just perfect, you know, you're not going to, you know, like, you're going to lose your salvation. When are we going to get past that one? I don't know. But God help us. We need it. We need help. Literally, I need help. You need help. We all need help. Right? We need help from Jesus. All right. We have gone all over the place tonight. And we still haven't done the market thing. I guess God's preserving that. You know, you guys know I want to talk about this, right? It's one of my favorite subjects, especially in the prophetic realm of the market. And this is the world economy we're talking about. We're talking about God telling us what's going on in a certain part of the economy, a big part of the economy, the market. The last time the market crashed, like even in Trump, when Trump was in office in 2020, when we got the head-on collision, that was in February of 2020, when Trump was president. Y'all remember that? Yeah, the market went down like 10,000 points in less than 30 days, or about 30 days. Unbelievable. But the thing is, it shot right back up. It gained it all back in March, April. It gained it all back in just a few days. Not all of it back, half of it back. It gained half of it back by April the 13th, I think, something like that. We see it went down March, the middle of March, and then April the 13th, about 30 days later, it had gained half of it back, right? So it down fast, less than 30 days, boom, 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 down, down, down. Oh, my God, COVID, COVID, COVID. Alarm, alarm, alarm. The world's falling apart. The world's falling apart. It's down to 19,000. It went down 10,000 points in about 30 days, maybe less. 10,000 points, y'all. You know, those you don't keep up with the market, that's a lot of points. It took Trump 3 years to get it up right there with a lot of blessing on it. 3 years. About 3 years. I got all this information written down. About 3 years it took him to get that up to where it was. And it went, it was 29,000 points when it went up to the highest point with Trump. It's amazing. He's done a great job. And all of a sudden, COVID, and boom, it hit the ground, man. In less than 30 days, it went down 10,000 points. And then we get that word, remember? It's going to look awful, sound awful. It's going to, oh, my God, it's like a head-on collision. People are dead. And yet in the head-on collision, people got out of the van and walked around like nothing went on. Just a bumpers were damaged a little bit. I mean, it was mind-boggling. And I said, this is the way that's going to be. It's going to look like horrible. It's going to feel like horrible. It's going to be scary. And then we're going to turn around, it's going to turn around. And that's exactly what happened. 30 days, it went down 10,000 points. And then within about 30 days or so, it went straight back up to April, from March the 15th, but from March the 17th, from March the 17th, 2020 to April the 13th. it went up 5,000 points to recover half of that. Oh, my gosh. It was amazing to recover that fast. That was a historical high. It's just a historical moment, the Bible says. The whole world says that the market chaser says, hey, look at there. It's a miracle. And it was a phenomenon that went on. And I thought, oh, boy, you know, Trump could get back in office. When anytime the economy crashes with the president, I mean, crashes and stays there, that's a for sure no-no. Most people know that you're going to be out if that happens to you. They know that. And so it's a pretty common thing going on. And, you know, it's gone on with presidents over the years. So I thought, well, you know, I said, maybe Trump could get it, but I'm hearing another voice, Joseph Biden. You shall remember that. That literally happened time and time again. And so, anyway, we're not going to go there tonight, but I'm trying to, and then how it, when God spoke about that, spoke about that in 2020, and then 2021 and 2022, he started speaking again, specifics. And it all pointed to, you know, an amazing time that we're entering into. To confirm that the word of the Lord, what God is using through Randy Chandler at this point, is God is using the market mantle that he gave me in 2005, January 11, 2005, that he gave me at that time, and I've learned how to, you know, walk in it, and it's a big thing. I mean, it's too big for me. I can't handle it. I had to learn and grow and make mistakes and, you know, and try to figure out what is this big gift God's giving me? I don't know how to handle it. You know, I had to learn, and I'm still learning. And how he's trained me, how many years is it, 2005 to 2022, how many years that is, that's a lot of training, you know, and, you know, took it a long time, a little slow. But I see now that the purpose for that is for this very season that we're in, It's and believe me, there's a lot of people that know about it that never call it the PGN. Never call it. You don't even know who they are. Believe me, they're listening closely because I'm the only one. We are the only one. I am the only one who's given this information, precise information. Precise information. You don't find precise information from human beings. You find it from God and whoever God's speaking to, if he's speaking to anybody. It's an amazing gift that God has given, not just for us personally, but for many different reasons, to point to the future Antichrist, to point to the future, you know, of what's going on with the economy and when and how. All that, time and time again, this 33, the fact that we told people since May the 12th of 2022, we started saying it's going to go to 33, right? Looked impossible because the market was all the bad news, all the inflation. Everybody's like, this going down, man, run for the hills. And here we came right in the middle of that panic again and saying it's going to go to 33,000. People go, what? No way. Not 33,000. It just cannot go to 33,000. And it down, like it was being beaten with a stick. Like down. And all of a sudden, boom, it turned around and went to 33,000 and hovered at 33,000. Because the word I gave was that it was going to hover at 33,000. And it hovered at 33,000 for 8 business days, friend. You realize what that means? That something, 8 means new creation. And hover means... In Genesis 1:3, 1:2, and 3, Genesis 1, the beginning, it says the earth was without form and void, and the Spirit of God hovered over the earth. And in verse 3, after he got through hovering, guess what he did? He created something. So not only did the market hover for 8 days, which means 8 business days, hovered at 33 and created a crown, that's what I've sent to you, but it also... you know, when it went to 33,000 for 8 days, 8 means new creation. It was creating something. Hover means create too. So you have 2 number 8s in a sense. You have the number 8, which means new creation, creating something new, a new beginning, right? 8 means new beginning. And it also, I used a specific word when I gave the word. I sent it out by text, documented the whole thing, that the spirit of that is going to hover. That's the exact word I use. It's going to hover at 33,000. And guess what, friend? That's exactly what it did. When it hovered in the Bible, when the Spirit of God hovered over the earth, when God was redoing the earth or whatever he's doing, it said after he hovered, something was created. Now look at how those two things come together. Hovering, which means getting ready to create something. And the next verse, Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, something was created. He said, let there be. He said, let there be light, actually. It was the first thing God created at that point in time. He created light or lit up the earth somehow or another. All right, so we have hovering means to, when the Spirit of God hovers, it creates, and it hovered for 8 days. It hovered for 8 days, 8 business days. And those business days, 8 means new creation. It was creating something, right? It was creating something. What was it creating? Things in the future, the death of the queen. She was a crown queen of England. It spoke of the new crowning of a new king, King Charles the Third. King Charles the Third, three, going to hover at 33,000. And it created a 3-point crown. I've already sent that. Go back and look at that information. I sent you guys by text. It created, literally, and that's a picture, that is a literal picture off the market chart, literal picture off the market chart. And it's a 3-point crown pointing to three things. Those three things were the crown queen of England passing away after 70 years. 70 is a huge number. Israel and the building the temple and all that. We're going to talk more about that later. But so the 3-pointed crown pointed to the crown queen of England passing away in September. As, you know, a few months later, May, June, July, August, September. It was actually three months. See, June the 7th, and it happened on September the 7th. Is that 3 months? Yeah. Well, is that 4 months? I have it down wrong. Yeah. Anyway, so we'll get that exact here in a little bit. But because June the 7th was when the last point was created in the crown. And so it pointed to three different things, and one of them was the queen of England passing away after 70 years, very important number even for building the temple, because it connects to building the temple. The Jews built the temple after 70 years of captivity in Babylon. Remember that? It's after 70 years. Cyrus, remember Cyrus? Trump is kind of a Cyrus. They called him Cyrus, I believe that. And after 70 years, they built the temple. So the queen, because it's all pointing toward building of the temple. You know, with me on that? It's all pointing toward the building of the temple. And so so we have King Charles III, which is the number 3. He was the King Charles III. The numbers were 33. And it hovered at 33. What's it creating? It's opening up the door, or it's the crown. You know, when you're having a baby, when something is, a new creation is born, a new baby is born, what happens when that baby begins to come out? It crowns, right? That baby crowns when it's ready to come out and say, I'm here, I'm ready, I'm mature, and I'm ready to come out now. I'm mature. I've grown for 9 months. I'm ready to come out. And so at the third point of the crown was pointing to the birthing of the Antichrist. Now watch this. This is amazing. The third point of the crown, which was June the 7th, amazing, 2022, pointed to three things, and the third thing it pointed to was the crowning birthing of the Antichrist and the temple, because of 70 years for the queen, that she was queen exactly 70 years, or I say exactly 70 years, 70 years, which is the same time that building the temple, and there's more. Donald Trump made Jerusalem the capital of Israel, right? After 70 years, exactly 70 years. You've heard that, 70 years. So there's something about the 70 years. Them making Jerusalem the capital had to do with getting ready to build the temple, right? The queen died after 70 years. That's the first point of the crown, right? So she died. Second, King Charles the Third, 3-pointed crown pointing toward what? He was now the. We went from a woman who believed in Jesus and loved Billy Graham to a person who now, the King Charles III, is now a multi-faith person, which is an open door for the Antichrist, because the Antichrist is going to be a multi-faith person too, somewhat, right? So that third crown pointed to the birthing of the crowning of the new birth and bringing forth in the revealing of the Antichrist. So what happened on the 8th? You got to think about this. This is the 8th. The queen died on the 8th. The hovering of the 33 was for 8 business days, which represented something new being created. The queen died on the 8th of September. Remember, Nicole did her thing on the 4th of September, started doing the Antichrist thing. Remember that? That's amazing, y'all. You have to understand that was huge. And she didn't know who knew the queen was going to die. We're talking about the Antichrist. Nobody knew that. And she, you know, I went back and asked her, when did you start doing the Antichrist thing on your series of teachings? She said, September the 4th. I went, oh, okay. I was like, wow. And I went back and looked, it's all on your text. Go look on your text and see for yourself. You know, I know you believe it, but go back and confirm it. September the 4th, September the 8th, which was the new creation of the queen was dying. What? Something new was being created. What was being created? The number three king, King Charles the III, which was a multi-faith person. And the third crowning point is the birthing or the crowning of it, like a child to be born, the crowning of the head of the Messiah for Israel, at least temporary Messiah, and the Antichrist for us. On the 8th is when the queen died. Look how this stuff just matches up, man. The number 8, the new creation, the hovering, creating, it was developed. This whole sign that God gave us with the market is creating and opening up the door of the eyes of those who would see it and watch the, understand the numbers and all the situations going on. It's trying to point to something. It's a sign and a wonder from the heavens, from the market, from the gifts of God, showing something's about to be birthed. What was that? And then on the 8th, the queen died, opened up the door for the Antichrist to be crowned. What happened? 4 days later, on the 8th, she died. 4 days later, the Lord said on a Monday, on the 12th of September, God said, give the name of the Antichrist. I gave the name of the Antichrist on 4 days later, and on the 12th of September, and 3 days later, 3 days later, you understand what I'm telling you? Three, not four, not two and a half, 3 days later, after the Antichrist was named, 5 red heifers are landing in Israel. Speaking of the crowning of something new being birthed, that the queen, when she died on the 8th, meaning something new is being created, in the womb of a new beginning for the whole world, and the kingdom of God coming, and the Antichrist being slain. Woo! I mean, my God, come on. This is like unbelievable stuff. You can't make this stuff up. Right? Now give me a break. I'll be right back. All right, I'm back. There's a whole lot I'm not telling you tonight. I'm not giving you the whole thing because there's so much information. I'll send you the information eventually, all the details of it. You can prove it's been, you know, all the stuff is written down. It's documented. It's stuff that's happened. There's nothing here that's not happened. All right. So, where are we here? And there's so much more I'm not telling you. There's all these numbers add up to it. There's so much numbers here that I couldn't give them all to you to blow your mind tonight. Okay, the crowning of a new baby. That was the queen died on the 8th. I've shared that just a moment ago. And then on the 12th, we gave the name of the Antichrist. And then 3 days later, because the
three-pointed crown that was created through the covering of the 33, create a three-pointed crown, points to the birthing of a new leader in Europe. Not only the king, King Charles III, but also, you know, the third point of the crown is leading to, you know, the birthing of the head, the new head of Europe, which was the king of England, King Charles III. And also, like I said, on the 12th, after the 8th day that the queen died on September the 8th, that was a birthing, and then out came the crown. Then the crown manifested, three-point crown, the crowning, also meaning crown of a baby's head. What head was being birthed? What head was being met, brought forth? The name of the Antichrist. We named the Antichrist, gave you the name God showed me about 12 years ago, and now giving it out on the 12th of September, and therefore the revealing of the Antichrist has begun, if you can believe that. And so birth brought forth the new head of Europe, which was the new king, and also he's opening up the door. The queen was rehindering the Antichrist from coming forth because she was a blood-bought girl that loved Billy Graham, loved the gospel, and loved Jesus. And the king is not like that. You know, he's a good guy, I'm sure, but he's a multi-faith person, which Nathaniel Rothschild, I don't know exactly what he is, but he's going to be, as well, the Antichrist, the false Christ, is going to be a multi-faith person, and he's going to end up calling himself God. All right, so we've got to realize that's what was being crowned, and God is allowing all this because he wants to bring an end to everything, which sounds way out there, but that's what all this is pointing toward. And believe me, when you see all the numbers, you see all of it, when I send you all of it, if you take time to look at it, and we're going to talk about it more and more, it's going to blow your mind, all the numbers, how they all just, I mean, bing, 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 bing. I'm talking about a bunch of numbers. But I'm going to give it to you right now, and it'll blow your mind. All right, so what was birthed forth on the 12th? The name of the Antichrist. 3 days later, to confirm that, three-pointed crown, what happened? Three red heifers show up in Israel, right? Jewish Messiah can now come forth. We had the crowning from a crown created by a gift God gave in the market, telling that what the market would do, not that it would be the hover at 33. That's a gift of God, right? No one can know that stuff. Nobody even believed it was going to go up to 33. I mean, in all truth, the secular world people, they didn't have, they, you know. And we're giving numbers. We're not just saying, oh, we think it's going to go up a little bit. Me and God. God and me. God gives me the numbers, and I tell y'all. All right? So on the 12th, this Antichrist was revealed. Nathaniel Rothschild, 3 days later, the red heifers land in Israel. Jewish Messiah and Antichrist can't be in the temple to declare himself God. And Jesus can't come back and end this thing and slay the whole thing without the red heifer. See how big that is? How that happened 3 days after we named the Antichrist? Who could know all this stuff? Nobody knew all this stuff. It cleanses the priest in the temple so they can open up the temple, and that temple has to be built. So any moment now, and that's going to be about a year and a half from now. When I'm 70, I'll be 70 years old when this happens, which is another 70. I told you I'd talk about the 70s. I talked a little bit about the 70 with the queen, 70 meaning something. Rebuilding the temple, and I'm going to be 70. I'll be 70, believe it or not, next year. I feel like I'm 45, 50, but because I can run with the best of them, man. Don't mess with me. I might try to outrun you. But, okay, so I have a little bit of a belly on me, but I'm in good shape, man. Anyway, okay, so I feel like I'm like 45, 50, and I got the energy of, I don't know what, but it's pretty cool. Anyway, I'm blessed. I'm going to be 70. I'm going to be 70 when they have, if just one of these red heifers shows up and is approved of by the priest, if they got five of them, which they've never had before. They've had one before. I think they have one. They have two once before. I think they had one before. I know they had one before a few years ago. But now they got five that the priests have already approved of. They're all red haired and all approved to pass, you know, the test. So that's done. All right. All right. I'm trying to find out what all I can handle here. All right, and then it goes on. Then I gave a word that it was going to go from 33 to 34, 34,000, the market, the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And this was back in May, and it did it in June, May and June. It did it, I think, 19 days later, after I gave the word, went up to 33, covered 33 for eight market days, and then went down, and I'd given a word, it was going to go 34 also, which I have proof of all that. And a few weeks later, it went to, brought back up to 34, just shot right up there, just out of the blue, just whing, bang, hit it 34. Like, what was that? And like, it almost like built a tower or something. It was crazy. If you look at it on the market, it's all on the market. Anybody can look at it. It's not just some secret thing done where you have to have somebody helping you. Just get on there and look at it. Look at the dates. It's amazing. Learn how to use that chart on there. It might help you out. So, y'all hearing this? Anybody listening to this? And I'm just giving you a little bit. I could go into the 34 information, and it's amazing. It's all amazing. And I'm leaving out a whole lot because I want you to be able to process that through, because I know it's amazing. We'll talk about more details later, the important details, and there are a lot of them, of documented information, of things that we gave words on that God showed me that happened in the market, specifically with numbers, and then done it once, and nobody said it would do it. That's not going to happen. I'm going to go to 33, no way, you know, and it's going down. It's all going to fail. Inflation, Biden's numbers going down, it's all going down. Didn't go down. Went up to 33, just like God said. And then went down again. Oh, no, there it goes. Now it's going down. Now it's going to go to 34. Then all of a sudden it turned around and went right straight up. I mean, almost like straight up to 34. You have to see, like I said, it's all on the market. You can look at it. It almost went like straight up to 34 and went ding, 34,200, I think, something like that. And then it went right back down again, kind of down again. Absolutely mind-boggling. And then I told everybody, this is what was mind-boggling about it. Then the Lord said, tell them it's going to do it again. I'm going like, what? Again? Tell them it's going to do 33 again. You know what? It did it again. May and June, July, August, and September. I have the exact dates here, but anyway. So it hit 33 again and hovered there for about 10 days. This time, not 8 days, 10 days. We're going to talk about all this later. It hovered there for 10 days. So look at it yourself. It's all right there. It went to 33 and hovered at 33 for 10, I believe it was exactly 10 business. It might have been 11. I mean, I've got it all written down here. I'm going to be precise when I get this information because I'm documenting it right now. So it went to 33, and then I told people it's going to go 33, and it's going to go 34. And they're going like, it is going to go 34? It ain't going to go to 34. And it went to 33 for 10 days and then shot up a couple of days ago to 34. Yeah, to 34. Yeah. Amazing. Who can know this stuff but God? And he's the only one, I guarantee it. Because ain't nobody can claim this stuff but God. Nobody. Ain't nobody. Do it like Jesus. Remember that old song? Ain't nobody. Do it like Jesus. Ain't nobody. Do it like Jesus. He's the only one. That's literally the truth of this stuff, man. Like Joseph said, he said, you know, Joseph had a financial anointing too, and we'll talk about all that. We're gonna connect all this soon. So just hang on to your seatbelt, or maybe take your seatbelt off and take a big fast run around the block or something. Because this is amazing stuff, y'all. Like I tell you, I'll send you if you ask for it. I'll send you every bit of the documentation. It's all free. You can have it. You just don't sell it. Tell somebody you did it. Just tell them God did it, and you know the person that God used. But you don't have to give my name. I don't care about my name being out there. My name's already out there everywhere anyway. It gets me in trouble sometimes. But just tell them God gave it to somebody and you want to share it with them. You can give it away. You know, I give you permission to give it away. Yeah. So we don't sell nothing. No, we don't.
Woo! I did that. I did it a little bit. I kind of got on it, didn't I? I wasn't going to do it because I thought it'd take too long. And I took kind of the short route tonight. I took the short route tonight. And you can go back and listen to that and listen to it again and again and again. And you need to get it in your spirit. And then if you want, I'll send you the information. When I'm through with all the information, I'll send it to you for notes and whatever and documentation. And you can, if you, most people will go to trouble anyway, but at least you'll have it there for evidence and proof and documentation. A lot of documentation. I got a lot. I've done a lot of work, days and days and days and days and days of work on this thing, putting it all together with the numbers and all the stuff, and just as it has been documented. Amen. Everything documented. So that way there won't be no famby-bamby things going on. Right. At least somebody can't accuse me of it. They can't accuse me, but it won't be true. All right, because this is so mind-boggling. You have to almost say, in Christ I lie not. That's why I do that so much. The realm I live in, stuff that God gives me, and y'all only know, you know a lot of it, but you don't know all of it. It's mind-boggling, some of the stuff God's given. I mean, mind-boggling on a regular basis. But lately, it's been increasing more and more all the time. So pray for me, would you? And pray for me. I try to document every detail, and if I can't document it, I'll just tell you I can't document it. But so far, God's been good, and I allowed it to happen. Pray for people tonight. It's 11 o'clock even. 11 o'clock even. Boom, there you go. We're working hard, man. But we're not sweating, right? I'm working hard, but I'm not sweating. Not yet. I hope I don't sweat. I'm trying to just flow in the go. I love that. Flow in the go. Yeah. I just want to flow in the go. I just want to flow in the go. I just want to flow in the go. Go, 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 go. All right. Let's get ready to pray over offerings tonight. Thank you for being with us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks for praying for me that I will keep somehow hearing from God about all this stuff. Because it is truly a treasure from heaven. We're truly 2022 has truly been a treasure for me, and hopefully for you too, in different ways. Depending on what you call treasure, right? Yeah, depending on what we treasure. But I treasure information and revelation more than anything, because when you get that, you know what's going to happen. God tells you what's happening, and you know the important things. Amen. Okay, Nikki says she needs to lose some weight. All right, awesome. Other people are doing that too. Oh, Andrea sent me four pictures of these little puppies. Oh my gosh. Y'all got to see this, these little baby dolls. Thank you, Andrea. As cute as you can get. Oh, my God. Here's four of the peak, what do you call them, peak puppies? Using my other phone, Andrea. Okay. Peak puppies. Peak, you know what you say, peak? They're called peak? I don't think I know what that is. They are cute as they can be. Oh, my gosh. All right. Hopefully you sell them. Ain't nobody do like Jesus. I know Pentecostal friends, you sing that song. It's kind of fun to sing. Pentecostals are fun to hang around. I like Pentecostal people. And I'm a spirit-filled person myself. And I love it. Ain't nobody do it like Jesus. Ain't nobody do it like my Lord. He does it all the time. Okay. Thank you. All right. Ain't nobody do it like Jesus. Ain't nobody do it like Jesus. He's my Lord. Do it like Jesus.
right, hang on a minute. I'm almost ready here. I'm going to pray with offerings here, so get ready for that. All right, y'all, give me a minute here. Thank you. I am almost there. All right. Oh, there's the markings on your back there. Okay, that's on your neck, right? First picture is my head, as he is marking. The second picture is my neck marked. And the third picture is after surgery. The reason I don't have a picture for the neck, because he didn't cut on it. Yeah, hallelujah. Amen, that is awesome. Wow. Wow. That is amazing. Amazing, Nick. Thank you so much. We'll have to get that out there. If you give me permission to do that, it'd be awesome. All right. That is so cool. Wow. I love it, man. God is awesome. He is awesome. Ain't nobody good like Jesus. All right. Okay, y'all, let's pray. And let's believe God for the next level here. Thank you for everybody giving. All right. Ain't nobody. Jesus for Tanisha, $3.98. Thank you, Tanisha, for that. Lord, we just bless Tanisha tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for that breakthrough moment, that breakthrough plan of God, the plan for the breakthrough. And in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for the plan of the breakthrough, the plan of the breaking out. Like, it's almost like breaking out of prison. And I know you're not in prison or anything, but kind of like a breakout, like planning it, like you're, you know, it's just kind of hard to describe it, but like you're not guilty, you're in it, and you're breaking out of prison. It's like, you know, you're free, and you know it, and you're having a breakout because, like, people aren't, you know, doing it for you. The system's not doing it for you, so you're breaking out on your own, so to speak. In other words, God's, there's a movie called, I forget the name of that movie, but some guy got put in prison, and he wasn't guilty, and so he chiseled his way out. I mean, he was very, very good at, very, very smart. And what was the name of that movie? Anyway, really good. And so his name was Andy, I think, and somebody set him up and made him look like he did something. I think his wife got killed or something, and they tried to blame it on him. And it's really powerful. And he digs out, plans it all out. So I don't know what this is about, right? I'm going like, the Shawshank, yes, that's it. Yes, that is exactly what I'm thinking about.
You know what I'm talking about, right? You've seen that. One of my favorite movies. Oh, my gosh. You're kidding me. Well, I forget you're praying for Tanisha. I'm going to be pretty filled. No, I'm just kidding. I guess this is yeah, it's Shawshank Redemption. I couldn't even think of the name of it, but yeah, and it was on the back of my mind, but I couldn't think of what it was. It's your one of your favorite movies. Can you believe that? I mean, that is amazing and unbelievable because I kept thinking about that. All of a sudden, I saw you. This is really weird because I know you're not in jail, you know, you're not in prison, you're not. But it's like, you know, that whole scenario. And he broke out and literally had some money saved up somewhere or something. I don't remember what it was. And you know the story probably better than I do. I'm just recalling it off of – I have watched it a couple of times, you know, maybe more. It's a great movie. Shawshank Redemption. I can't believe you. I almost shocked when I saw it come up on the screen. Yes, that's it. Woo! And then he helped his friend get out, too. And when his friend got out, what was that guy's name? I can't think of the guy's name. Anyway, he got out with him later and went, and Andy had set it up for him to be, they were free. And so I watched it several times a year. Oh, really? He helped Red get out. Red, yes. Right. He helped Red because he told Red, thank you. Now I remember. Yes, Red. Thank you. I'm kind of shocked by this. It's so amazing. What an amazing movie, man. And all of a sudden, why that came into my mind, suddenly just like that, I don't have a clue. But my Lord and my God, I watched it several times a year. So there's something about that. It's like I see you, you know, very using wisdom, using, you know, getting out of the system, you know, breaking free of the system that's had us, you know, like when you start thinking about this, I mean, we may stay on this all night long. Ain't nobody like Jesus. Ain't nobody like Andy. The whole thing is that the system had done them wrong, right? That's what this whole thing's about. They were in jail. He was in jail, at least, for something he didn't do. And in prison. And God said, you know, so he starts making a plan. And he's very, very smart. Very smart, very smart guy. And Red, his friend, had, you know, they became really good buddies. And Red saw that he was a very real person that, you know, was a smart thinker. And they just got along really good. And so anyway, he breaks out of the system and gets money. You know, this could probably preach. I think, where did he get the money? He had some money somewhere. I can't think of where it was, but I know it sounds silly asking you these questions over and over the show, because I think God's fixing to give me a message out of this. I really do. He had money. Somehow he got some money. And then when Red came, he gave Red some money. The warden, right, that's it, in the banks. And he took it. Oh, my God. Girl, do you realize what this is about? I mean, we're going to have to get on the show. You're going to have to come on the show sometime soon, and we're going to have to go with this. Because, and I'll try to watch the movie again. Maybe I can get it on video or something and watch it again and get me fresh on it. And we can use this. I mean, this is amazing. I mean, this hit me like a bolt of lightning when I started talking to you. So I remember this. I'm wanting to talk to you about it. I don't even know if you knew the name of the movie. And all of a sudden, boom, it's one of your favorite ones. So God is definitely confirming this. And he had money. He had the warden was a dishonest crook, and which the system people, jailing all these people. Some of them were guilty, some of them weren't. But, you know, the system, how unfair it is and how unjust it is. And anyway, wow, I feel an anointing on this. My Lord and my God. This is going to preach, man. This is going to preach. Woo! What is happening? I don't know what's happening, but I love it, whatever it is. All right, Tanish, I'm calling you Tanish now. Tanisha, we're going to have to, you know, maybe Terrence, I don't know if Terrence liked the movie or not, but either way, we can we'll get on here and we'll talk about this thing and let it be a, it's a prophetic word. I mean, I'm giving you a prophetic word about this. Terrence likes it too. Okay. Okay. Awesome. So somehow or another, we can get on the show sometime soon, you know, because this fits in kind of with what I think God is doing and saying, because I've never thought about Shawshank Redemption. Thank God for the name of that. Yeah, Shawshank Redemption. Prophetically at all, never in my life. Never thought about it prophetically about anything until I started prophesying to you tonight, right now. Yeah, literally. Wow. You know, it's cool, too, because it was about a black man and a white man, person and a white person becoming really good friends. And, you know, they had none of that stuff going on. And they were just human beings. And that will preach, too, because, you know, they saw each other as people who were treasures. You know, they were good friends. They were buddies. And, wow, it makes me want to weep when I think about that right now. I don't know why. But this may be a new thing, this movie. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay, that's what I'm doing. I'm going, wow. All right, I'm trying to move on, but it's difficult. You get caught in the wind. It hits me like a wind. Maybe some of you guys too, I don't know. The Spirit of God hits me like a wind. Like when I'll be talking to somebody, the wind, it's like the wind of God and carries me somewhere. He carries me somewhere, and I don't even know where I'm going. It's like, where are we going? I don't know, but I'm going to, you know. We just kind of, the wind just carries me to these places, and I'm going like, I go on these little trips, and it's amazing. That's a prophetic thing right there. I guarantee you that's prophetic, very prophetic. Somehow we're going to, I'll have to watch it again, and then we'll, so I can get up on it. If you find out that it's going to be, you think it would probably be on during the holidays, right? Because it's kind of a, isn't that like a holiday movie? Maybe, maybe not. Holiday movie? Maybe. So maybe if you find out it's on, you can text me and say, hey, it's on, you know, whatever, AMC or Fox or whatever it's on, let me know. And I'll watch it, and we'll believe God to unlock the prophetic part of it, because I got a feeling that's going to be something else. Thought about all that until tonight. Never. That is shocking. Wow. Okay. Help me, Jesus. Help me move on, Lord. You never know what you're going to get when you open up PGN. It's like a box of chocolates. People just don't have a clue what the treasure that we have here. We definitely have a treasure that God has blessed us with and graced us with. And we don't even know it, I don't think. I don't think I know it, but we're going to learn. Anyway, okay, Tanisha, okay, it's on HBO Max. When? Like now? Don't tell me it's on now. I have to stop the show to watch the movie. I'm not going to. It's on right now. No way. It is not. Oh, on demand. I see. I was kidding about you saying it is not, because it probably is. Okay, so it's on demand. I see. Okay, going up, Matt. Okay, I will do that. Thank you. I see what you're saying. Then I can be in control when I watch it. Awesome. Get ready, because that is something. Woo, Jesus. We give you the glory tonight. My God, the prophetic realm is so amazing. People don't have a clue what the prophetic, they're missing. They don't know what they're missing out on. Jesus is amazing. Wow. All right, Nicole, $7.77. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you, Jesus, for Nicole, for that new life victory round, that new life victory round, the new life victory. God, we thank you for the new life victory. Like God's giving you a new life, and it's going to be full of victory. Okay. Okay, you got it on right now? Oh, so that's the HBO Shawshank. There it is. Yeah, they're sitting down there talking. Now, that is absolutely beautiful, a beautiful thing. I love it. I can't even hardly believe this going on right now live on PGN. My God, it's amazing. Yeah. All right, Nicole. My God, an anointing. What was I saying? Something about
like a new anointing for something. Hey, I get words, I get in the flow, and then I go all these different places. I go all over the place. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. And thank you, Lord, for Nicole, God, that you're giving her new beginnings and the spirit of freedom, to be free, to do whatever she wants to do. In other words, you know, when your wants are in line with God, Nicole, as you know, we talked about this many times, when your wants and your desires are involved with God, even though they may not be perfectly, you know, exactly, you know, everything perfect, but the overall general passion for wanting to serve God, wanting to be with people who love God, wanting to have, you know, a mate like your case that loves God and wanting to serve God, you know, so we thank you, Jesus, for that whole passion, God, in Jesus' name. And I think of the next giver tonight is Daryl Paul, who is giving a promise ring to Nicole. We thank you, Jesus, that we thank you, Jesus, for that. And we thank you, Lord, for the glory of that. We thank you, Lord, for the blessing of that. We thank you, Jesus, for the honor of that. Lord, we thank you for bringing those two together, Father, and letting them find their friendship and their love and their and the grace of God to befriend each other, the friends of Jesus, Jesus friends. When you're Jesus friends, it's a whole different thing. And Lord, I thank you that as they start a new life together, as they do things, if they do things together in the new light, in a new life, in a new L-I-F-E, and a new L-I-G-H-T, in a new light, in a new light. God's given a new light. He's putting a new light on things. And when God puts a new light on things, that means the things that we've seen already that have been good, we're going to see them even as gooder. We're going to see them better. We're going to see them clearer, right? We see through a glass darkly, but then is that as we grow and, you know, the things happen, we see through a clearer glass, and it becomes clearer and clearer, and the images become clearer so that we can walk clearly with God, and God walking with us, we walk with him. Hallelujah for Daryl Paul, God. Thank you, Jesus, for setting him up in a governmental position to govern. They can govern together, can rule and reign together, can govern. God, he will govern in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And work less and get paid more. Something like that too. Yeah, we'll take that too. In Jesus' name. Okay. Ain't nobody do it like Jesus. Nobody do it like Jesus. Remember that old Pentecostal song? Yeah, remember? I've hung out with some Pentecostals, man. I love them because they're wild and crazy. I love them, man. They're awesome. All right, Sharonda. I should say not Sharonda, but Sharonda. We have a Sharonda sometimes. Sharonda, $10. Thank you, Sharonda. Thank you, Jesus, for beefing it up, Something about beefing it up. Beefing it up. I don't know what that means. Beefing it up. Beefing. Look up the word beefing. Okay, beefing it up. Meaning of beefing it up. Beefing up. Beefing up. To add weight, strength, or power. Okay. Something. Security around the city will be beefed up. Okay. Yeah, there's an example. Security around the city will be beefed up during the event. Politician looking to beef his image up. Yeah, like beefing up. Okay, let's look at this one. Beefing, that's what I got, beefing up. To strengthen, to fortify, to increase, to enhance, to scale up, amplify, magnify, accentuate, intensify, boost, fortify. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. Beefing up, girl. I mean, I don't even know what that entails, but God's saying he's beefing you up. Yeah. Beefing up. To add weight or strength or power to something. God, just add the weight, the strength, and power to Sharonda in the name of Jesus. Let it be done, God. Beefing her up, make her stronger, more powerful. Sally from UK, London, $20. Thank you, Sally. Thank you, Lord, that Sally is in the flow, God. I thank you for that flow of the river of God in Jesus' name, and the flow and the knowing of the river in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for that. I forgot a couple of people there. I got Angela and Greg. Let me forget Angela and Greg before that. My internet's not working very well. I don't know why it's not catching up on this, but anyway, so for Sally, we thank you, Jesus, for that flow of the river, for that flow of the Spirit. I just feel like God's trying to, you know, let you draw into that place of being drawn by the Spirit. You know, many times it happens to me, Sally, and I don't even know what I'm doing. You know, so the thing is not trying to catch the flow as much as it is love Jesus, love the Lord, you know, and not try to work so hard. Well, there's a time of the labor, but more of trying, more of learning how to receive his love, to just know that by faith, you know, that he's leading you and guiding you. Because most people just don't believe it. They don't really believe they're being led. So they have a hard time, you know, believing it, so even though they're doing it many times, they miss it because they're not expecting it to be being led like they are. They're being led, they just don't know it. So I get this feeling that God's really wanting to, you know, let you relax about your, you know, you're being drawn and led. And it's one of the biggest things that we all wrestle with, right? Everybody wrestles with that. I do it to this day. And I'm led, you know, pretty often. So it's like, you know, when you catch it, it's just about loving him and desiring to serve him and wanting to do what he wants to do. And that's what catching it is, right? That's what catching the flow is, and flowing in the river and flowing in obedience. And because the reason God uses catching the river, because when you catch the river takes you, right? So when you let the Lord take you, it's a whole different realm of thinking. It's a whole different realm of thinking. And so God's trying to really open it up. Amen to that new place in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody do it like the Lord. I don't know why I can't get that out of my line, but yeah. Ain't nobody do it like Jesus. He's my friend. He's my friend. Well, that's probably for you. Sally, I mean, that stuff just kind of pours out of me. Thank you, Lord. It's just like, he's my friend. It's like I don't even realize it, but I'm singing this to you, right? I'm telling you, this is you. This is like, you know, see, so I was being led to minister to you, and I'm thinking it's just me kind of getting carried away with this song, but it's the Lord Jesus trying to tell Sally, he's my friend, ain't nobody. It's kind of a flow. It's kind of a go. It's kind of a, let's just, yeah. When I get something, I go with it. I trust that it's God. I don't sit there and argue and fight with myself, or at least most of the time. Sometimes I do. You know, I go with it. When you get information, you know, test and experiment, of course. Go with it. Go with anything really, really big to mess up anything, but go with it. Go. The more you go with it, the more you're going to find yourself going with it. You're going to be caught in the river, and it's going to be pulling you along by itself without any effort. That's what the whole river mentality is all about. Thank you, Lord, for that with my sister, God. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Greg, $10. Thank you, Greg. I got Greg and Angela Lanham here. Almost two different systems going on here. Greg, for $10. Thank you, Jesus, for Greg. We thank you, Lord, for you know, beefing him up. I gave Sharonda that beefing word. Now I'm going to say it to you. Beefing him up, God. Beef up his economy. Beef up his power. You know, beef him up. Get his strengthen him. Give him strength, God. Strengthen his ability to make those decisions to follow after you, knowing that you are leading him, that you are guiding him, and you are showing him the way. In Jesus' name, that you're not just, you know, you're not holding back on him, but it's a matter of more of him catching the flow of it and moving with you, right? And thank you, Jesus, for that. Yeah. Catch that flow in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. Same thing there. Something about the river tonight. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. We catch when you catch the river. Catching the river means, and I started out with this with Sally, and I seem to be wanting to go with it with Greg also. Catching the river means something that you get drawn into, and then it just carries you along. Right, that's what a river does. It has its own force, its own power, and you just get into it, and you can stop yourself from going down the river, you know, by just, you know, if you want, just clean yourself up a little bit, wash your hair, and kind of, you know, flop around in the water. But then all of a sudden, you say you want to go with the river. You're just like, you know, sometimes the river will take you whether you want to go or not, right? So something about getting in the river and letting it take you, and realizing that it's that, you know, you have to just let go. Let go and let God. Let God, I'm going to let go. I'm going to let go of what I think I should do, what I shouldn't do, and it's going to get in the river, and it's going to go with the flow, and I'm going to go with you, and you're going to energize me. Give me, going to beef me up. Yeah. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Strengthen him, God. Confirm to him, God, that you have a love for him. In Jesus' name. And as long as he doesn't make you jealous, God, you go for anything. You bless us with wealth, with all kinds of things, with a mate, with the love of our life. You give that all to us if we don't make you jealous, right? Because God wants us to be, he wants us to have him first. And we put him first, and he'll give us all that love, you know, friendship that we need. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right, Angela Lanham, thank you, Lord, for Angela. Thank you for increasing her knowledge, God, for her ability to learn and conceive and comprehend things. God, that you are expanding that as she starts going with the things that she's given, like teachings and stuff, and starts letting her mind be expanded. See, now, here's the thing, all to Angela Lanham, is that also it's about getting, you know, the right kind of teaching, the right kind of understanding. Because when we get that, what we find ourselves doing is, you know, that the right information that God brings us, you know, starts to train our mind, right? It starts to open us up. It tries to show us how to think. Information from God is to show us how to think about something. So if we're not thinking about it correctly, then we got to change the way we think. It's called repentance. Repentance isn't just like I'm sinning really bad and I got to change my life. That too, but it's more of changing the way I think. Because what you think about and what you meditate on, you know, is what you do. It's where you go. It's how you believe. It's what you think. You know, we have a lot of different Christian realms that have a lot of different things going on that they're thinking about. And most of them, a lot of them, as far as, you know, the general area, are not thinking the right thoughts and going the right direction. It's not getting the right information. Right? So God's going to give you the right information. You're going to think those thoughts, meditate on those things, and let God, then once those thoughts get in you, then they guide you. Then those thoughts lead you, right? And not just our own thoughts, but the thoughts that God gives us. I mean, that's what receiving the Word of God, the engrafted Word of God is. It saves us. Not salvation, like born again save us, but it causes us to think correctly so we don't get lost in our situation. We don't get lost. Yeah, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. I'm already, but there's $25. Thank you for that, Charles and Nikki. We thank you, Jesus, for you know, helping them find their way through this and providing for them and you know, sustain them where they can get out and make a living and do some things and get some money coming in and, you know, do the work of God, God's way. And, you know, thank you, Jesus, for that trip and learning, you know, what, Ministry sometimes is like, it's completely different what people think it is, as far as, especially when you're traveling and you're meeting all these different kind of people and different cultures. It is a trip, to say the least, a blast. It's great, but it's a lot of work. It is a lot of work. And so thank you, Jesus, for helping him to recover from that, because I know what that's like, brother, especially when you're the only preacher that's there. You know, I was the only prophet that they had, the only, you know, prideful ministry person that went to preached four times a week and then prayed for God knows how many people after each time I preached. And we did that for 2 weeks, probably not every day, but almost. And, dude, I'm going like, do I want to be doing this for what? Like, you know, it's so you come home and you rest and, you know, okay, God, thank you for that. And teach me, grow me, learn me, let me learn more about you. I poured myself out, now fill me back up. So fill him back up, Jesus, with your virtue and your love and your healing. Amen, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right, Nikki, Father, thank you for what you're doing in her life. God, that you're giving her things to be grateful for more all the time. She's already grateful anyway. When you're already grateful, God gives you more things to be grateful for. Hallelujah. Thank you for the victories you've given her, Jesus. Thank you for her faith. Thank you for her spirit of love and her spirit of fervor and her spirit to serve you, God, and that unspoken prayer request, God, that she put on there. I thank you, Jesus, for that. And to bring all things to pass, God, and to hide the things that need to be hidden from the enemy until the time of fruition, until they come, until they're ready to come forth. It's like Jesus hid, God hid Jesus from the enemy until he could come forth. You know, God hid the enemy from Jesus. In other words, they were coming to kill all the all the 2-year-olds and younger. 2-year-olds and younger or older? Yeah, I think it was younger. Kill them all. And what did Jesus do? God had them go to Egypt, right? He protected them. He kept them away from all that until he could grow bigger and think for himself, and, you know, God could protect him on a different level. Hallelujah. So the enemy tries to take us out in our early stages so that we can't fulfill the purpose. And God protecting you, keeping you, watching over you, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Because ain't nobody good like Jesus. He's my friend. Yeah. Brother Nikki, in Jesus' name, bless you. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody good like Jesus. All right. Okay, what are we at here? Sandra, $25. Thank you, Sandra. Jesus' name, God, complete the work, God. Let a lot of things that have had loose ends be completed. In Jesus' name, completed your way, not just man's way, not just people's way, but your way, God. What pleased the Father is that we can finish the work that we started. And I thank you, Lord, that everything that you have begun with her, God, the biggest thing is, just like with Jesus, from the time he was born until then, he did all, till Gethsemane, you know, it was a lot of work, there's a lot of stuff going on, but he came to the completion point for his existence. He came to the completion point for his existence. And what he was born for. And, yeah, so he was, you know, God was saying, you know, he said what pleased the Father is to finish the work. Amen. I thank the Lord for everything, God, that she's gone through, just like Jesus. Jesus, everything in hell was trying to stop him from finishing it. Like he had a better idea than God did, you know, not a better idea than God, but he had, you know, can this cup pass from me? He said, God, all things are possible with you. But it says, all things, Jesus knew all things are possible. He said, all things are possible. God, you can take this cup from me right now. We can keep doing ministry and whatever, but because everything was trying to stop him from finishing that thing. So all the things that God has called you to and you're working on it, you've been at it, to finish things, to complete those things, whatever that you will, as you already are yielded to the Lord and submitting yourself to him, saying, not my will, but thy will be done, that within itself will draw you into the completion of them, where the Father completes them, right? The final days is just us agreeing with him, being willing to suffer, you know, for a short season many times, and then we enter into the victory. It's finished. Jesus said on the cross, he knew that was the final thing, finished it. He said, it is, you know, finished, and boy, he was gone. You know, he yielded up his spirit, his soul to God. And gone. So I thank you, Lord, for that with Sandra, God. You're showing her how to finish things where the complete work of God is being done through her, in her, and around her, God, in Jesus' name. Because it is, you know, it's not like you're not doing it. It's that the battle, that just like Jesus, the battle Jesus was going through was, you know, because, you know, all of a sudden at Gethsemane, when he was going to yield and go to the cross, it's like everything in the world was coming up, you know, to distract him. And so he knew that, and he's, you know, it was part of the battle that we go through. So thank you, Lord, for strengthening her. And she says, not my will, but thy will be done, Father. Those things will be completed. There may be a future word, maybe an hour. I don't know what that is, but there you go. So God's giving you strength. The angel strengthened him. Amen. When he was battling, he strengthened him to finish the work. You know, we have a lot of different things we're doing, finish the work of what particular thing. And she was saying, whatever that is, he's having you finish. And they put that behind us and move on to the next thing. And then, of course, we got all those other things we're working on, too. What God's doing in our family, our marriage, our God, God's always working on things. We come to different places, forking over where he finishes it and completes that particular thing and then moves on to the next thing. And I sense that God is moving you on, amen, for the finished work. Angie, $33. Thank you, Ange, for that. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for blessing her, God. We thank you for opening her up, Lord, to the perfect will of the Father. Amen. That she will begin to see that you are you want to bring her to increase from the Father, increase from the Holy Spirit, and the increase of going from not knowing to knowing. My sheep know my voice. Yeah. In other words, God bring you to the knowing place. My sheep know my voice. She will know your voice, God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let it be done. Let it be done. Let's see what we're doing here. Yeah. And that 33 you're giving about the financial thing. Maybe I don't know what that's for or not, but 33, a big number. Jesus, you know, Jesus also died at the age of 33. I mean, died, meaning that he fulfilled his purpose. He didn't die. He fulfilled his ministry. You know, in other words, there's something. He's like telling Sandra, when you complete something, when he said, you know, it is finished, you know, he was 33 years old. I mean, 33 is a huge number. It's the transition. 33 on the cross, when he was, there was a place of transition for him. Right, he moved from this ministry to ministry at the right hand of the Father, which is a higher level place. So I thank you, Lord, for her 33, in Jesus' name, the completion of something in the beginning of a new thing. Amen. The beginning of a new thing, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, let it be done. Hallelujah. All right, Regina, $40. Thank you, Regina. In Jesus' name, praise you, Jesus. I keep getting these words about finishing things. I don't know what's going on with this. It's like God's saying that we're coming to a finishing place because we're entering into a new era. So it's like we finish things and we put them behind us and move on. You know, it's like, dude, it's had nothing to do with disobedience or anything. It's just a matter of God saying, I'm bringing a close to some things, closing some things out so that you can move forward. Amen, in Jesus' name. Like Jesus, when he finished the cross, like I was telling Angie, that there's something about that where he moved on into a new position, a new place, and then somebody else did the work. So I thank you, Lord, for Regina, God, that you're bringing to a position where she's delegating authority. Maybe that could be spiritual delegating authority, natural realm. I don't know what that is. But, you know, bring her to a higher level, a place where other people are doing, you know, a lot of the work. She's working less and making more. There you go. That's a new blessing. Amen. Working less, making more. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jesus. Yeah. Working less, making more. And delegating authority. I don't know what that is exactly, but something about that. Amen. Let it be done. Yeah, work less, make more. I speak that blessing over her, God, in Jesus' name. Let it be done right now. The power of God. Deborah and John, $47. Thank you, Deborah and John, for that. Deborah, we prayed over Deborah's daughter last night. Nikki prayed over Deborah's daughter, a couple of daughters, both, I think, her two daughters. And then we prayed for one who had some issues, and God gave a powerful work, and we're going to believe God, the completion of your work being done there. See, hear that word keep coming out of my mouth, completion. I mean, these words come out of my mouth and I hear myself say it. That shows me how this works with me most of the time. The completion, something being completed, God. I think the number three has, and it's 33 that we're talking about, Deborah and John, with the crowning. The three, the completion of something has, it's like something has been completed. Something has been completed. A completion. Three means to complete. We're going to talk about this more with the word of the market thing, what it pointed to, the 33, and the completion of something and the birthing and the crowning of a brand new place. Because if this truly is, if here, watch me talk this. If we are truly are birthing in the Antichrist, which I believe we are, by the word of the Lord and the confirmation of the red heifer and all that, that's truly going to be something has been completed, and we're entering into completing a whole nother era, a whole nother time, a whole nother season. And that's going to take and require a whole nother level of understanding and knowledge. And us here on PG, we're being prepared for this. I mean, not everybody believes everything I say and that I tell them God's telling me, but I think for the most part, people try to, you know, or at least trying to get it, trying to absorb it. So I thank you, Jesus, that as Deborah and John begin to absorb this new level of thinking, this new way of thinking, God's going to make you a manager of property, to make you a manager of, you know, owner, developers of, you know, things that developing for the future. People think that the millennium of Christ is going to be some hyper-spiritual thing where we're flying around. Well, I hope we fly around. That would be cool. I would love to fly around. But maybe we will. But at the same time, you know, it's about very practical things going on, because the earth just kind of goes on, except Jesus is here ruling and reigning, right? So I don't know. I don't understand all that. I just know if we start letting God develop our minds now, and we're more prepared, so when that kind of things happen, we don't fight it, but we know how to prepare the way we let God do his work with the Antichrist while we're doing our work with saving the world, you know, through Jesus Christ and the power of God. And if our mind is geared toward that and we're thinking correctly about it in pretty much details and specifics, then that means God's going to use us, because we're already prepared. We've been meditating on this stuff for years. We're ready for this. You know, we're ready for this whole different thinking, this whole different challenge. And we're ready for it. Right? What does that mean? That means God's going to put in position for, oh, yeah, you've been training for this for many years. Okay, so I'm going to put you in a position to rule things, run things. That's what Jesus. That's why Jesus is looking to us, David, for our obedience, because he's watching us right now. He's watching what I'm telling you right now. He said, yeah, tell her, Randy. Tell her, man. She's going to get it. She's getting it. Yeah. I mean, the Lord is, this is the gift of God pouring through saying, the way God drew you to PGN, what all the things are, I don't remember the details of it all, but God has done it because here we train people how to think. Here we think differently, you know, for the most part. And so because we're thinking differently, and if what we're saying is true, which I believe it is, then we're going to be prepared. When other people are going to be going like, oh, man, we're going to have to be trained for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. Yeah, right. So who's going to train them? Us. In other words, the whole point is that God says, as we yield to this completion thing and we complete the work that God's doing in us, and we start letting God train our minds and develop our minds from a religious point of view, which we all have had, including myself, moving into a living and breathing and moving from the words that come out of the mouth of God that confirm the word of God, then we're going to be ready, way ahead of people. That's what preparation is about. True preparation. John the Baptist prepared, and Jesus knew he needed the right person to do it, because he thought differently. Right? He didn't dress up in his clothing to go to the temple. He dressed up in clothing, you know, to go out in the wilderness. And he thought different. His whole thinking was different. He was there for the new thing. We're going to bring forth the Christ. They've been talking about it for 1,000 years, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. Now, or I'm actually going to be a part of the transition of this thing, John is saying, right? So his thinking was completely different. Okay, there you go. You and John. Amen. All right. Donald and Tanya, same thing with you. Thinking is the way we think. $48. Thank you for that. You know, some of these words just repeat. I don't know what God's doing, but it's the way we think. It's how we think. It's how we develop our minds. Like God is developing our mind. We're in training and development for the future. So in order to be in line with what's coming in the future, it's like people who trained years ago in computer stuff. I had a cousin, Don. Don was a genius, man. He's my cousin. He was a wealthy man, by the way, because you know why? Because he just happened to get into computer, learning about computers just at the right time when they started coming on the scene. You know, I don't remember all the details about him, how he did all that, but
But he was ahead of his time, big time, and therefore, you know what? He made a lot of money. Yeah, he did. You know why? Because he moved up so fast, because he was already gone to school, and everybody said computers are the new thing, and he's going, I believe this. He started getting into it, thinking about it, meditating on it, working it, learning about it, developing it, had a real zeal for it, and guess what? You know, I went and lived with him many years ago, back in the 70s, early 70s, 70. What year was that? 72, something like that. No, anyway, doesn't matter. But 74, I don't remember exactly when. It was before I got saved. But so I got saved in 73, so it was before 73. Anyway, in 73, 72, 73, somewhere there, I go live with him, man. He has a big, huge, humongous house built on the side of a mountain. With all this fancy, I mean, you know, he was just wealthy, right? And because he trained himself, he got trained and let God build his mind and thinking toward the future. So when it came, man, he's like, he moved up so fast, it was unbelievable. He moved up right through the ranks. You know, why could he have to stop and be trained? He was already trained overall. I mean, he developed higher, but because he already thought like that, since he was pretty smart, he put things together fast, and he moved it fast, and managed things and controlled things and that kind of thing. All right, so there's a lot of worry about that tonight. All right, this is God. This is not just Randy. All right, Bianca, $52. Thank you, Lord, for Bianca. Thank you, Lord, for her ability to come out from among them and be separate and be holy. God, that she's not afraid to walk free, to come out from among them and be separate and be holy. God, I thank you for that. She's not afraid of that. She's not afraid of the new thing. She's not afraid to say no to the old and yes to the new. She's not afraid to tell the unwise virgins, you know, go get oil, go buy your own oil. I'm going to need mine to come. I'm going to get my breakthrough with Jesus. All right? She's a wise virgin, God. You're calling her to be a wise virgin and to use wisdom, Father, in things, in Jesus' name. So not being wise can get you in trouble, people, because they expect you to be a fool and just do whatever. But when they find that you're not a fool and that you're wise because God has given you wisdom, then sometimes they're like, But at the same time, it pleases God. And when God is pleased, Bianca, and that's what I see God doing to you, showing you he's pleased with you, he's giving you wisdom. And as you put that wisdom into action, you're not going to miss your breakthrough. You're going to get your breakthroughs. You're going to get that blessing. You're going to find your favor even when you least expect it. Amen, when you least expect it. Amen. Thank you, Bianca, for your love for PGN and for the word of the Lord and that kind of thing. Amen. God's training you. He's. All right, Deborah and Mark, $74 and $55. Thank you, Jesus, for Deborah and Mark. Father, I thank you, Father, that you give them a heart for the world, a heart for people who suffer. And don't know what to do or how to do it, that God, I think you're going to use them to train people to save themselves years. See, as God uses you guys to help people to save themselves years of pain and heartache from making the wrong mistake. Everybody's going to make mistakes. Everybody's going to do that. But to basically give them an understanding of things so that they don't do the same old stuff that we have done and spend years, you know, trying to recover from it. But I see a real passion in you of compassion, Deborah, and God really giving you a hot compassion for people that you don't want to see them. You hate it when you see people waste their lives away on stuff that means nothing. You're really into the treasures and doing things God's way, we're all going to make mistakes. No matter how perfect we walk with God, we're going to make mistakes. But we learn from those, and we don't keep making the same old mistakes every time. But God is going to break that curse off his people, and we're going to find ourselves, instead of going in circles, we're going to find ourselves going straight to the straight and narrow, right, to the straight and narrow. In other words, not wasting a lot of time. So that's kind of your, like I hear the Lord say, Deborah, coming out of Deborah's mouth, you know, walk in the straight and narrow. Walk in the straight and narrow. And the straight and narrow is not being under the law and being perfect in that sense. The straight and narrow is listen to God. Listen to his voice. Listen to those counsels. Like Paul says, that he would give them the whole counsel of God. He said, my hands are clean from from your blood, because I've given you the whole counsel of God. I haven't left out anything. And because he did that, he saved them years and years of mistakes that he made, killing Christians and doing things. He taught them and shared with them and showed them, and God began to raise them up. Amen, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for Deborah, that the straight and narrow is just things that we do that where we get there quicker. And what I mean, we don't make mistakes, but we learn from them faster, right? We learn how to think, learn how to reason. And, yeah, so in Jesus' name, and thank you, Lord, for Mark, God, that you're the straight and narrow path. God, we thank you for the straight and narrow that we groan when we see people in failure, that you called Mike to help Mark to help people be a success, to want them to be a success, to be successful, to do their life right, to do their life with the blessing of God on it, to do their life with learning how to keep their mouth shut when they need to keep it shut, and open it when they need to open it, and find a good balance on that, how to say things in the right way, in the right season. So a man that has the fruit of his mouth is really about the way he says things, not that they just, you know, I used to be really, really blunt. I still can be pretty blunt, but I used to be so blunt it was offensive, and I found myself not getting anything done because I was telling the truth. The Lord says, you know, I'm going to show you how to get the fruit of your mouth. The Lord says, how you say things. It's how you do that. And I go, oh, I see. So I still tell the truth, but I'm going to tell it in a bedside manner, so to speak, you know, where people can receive it. Oh, man, it took me a long time to learn that. And they just need the truth, man. It's all about the truth. And the Lord goes, yeah, need some wisdom. Okay, teach me, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for teaching Mark, God, your ways, God, in Jesus' name. There's a lot to give, and the way we give it, it means everything. I thank you, Jesus, give him wisdom on how to give. Amen. How to give away his life, God. Lay his life down in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Chris, $100. Thank you, Lord, for Chris. Thank you, Jesus, God. I thank you, Lord, to bless him, to cause him to learn the ways of God. He's learning the ways of God, seeing and understanding and knowing that God is going to, you know, we don't look at ourselves as things we come up short on, as failures. We look at them as opportunities to ask God for more. You know, okay, God, you know, so we... What do we do? What do we do to develop this thing more and to secure it from the enemy being able to rob us? You know, it's one thing when people are learning. We're all learning. I learn all the time, and sometimes the enemy tries to use it to you know what Satan meant for evil, God meant it for good. Joseph's brothers really did mean it for evil. It really should say what Joseph's brothers meant for evil, God meant it for good, right? It's really. The devil's involved in that, but it's more about his brothers did mean it for evil. So the things that mean evil to really mean evil to take you down, make you give up, God, I thank you, Jesus, that you use those things for good, to train him and show him and make him a ruler like you did Joseph. God, in Jesus' name, you made Joseph a ruler even after his brothers really meant to take him out. And yet at the same time you used it for his good, nose to the grind of God, in Jesus' name, kept his nose to the kept his focus on the Lord, and because he did that, he became a ruler because he learned how to deal with things and people and forgive, and truly walk like a ruler walks, and you're teaching him how to walk like a ruler, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen. And the training you're doing, God, in Jesus' name, to you're developing his mind, like I gave words earlier tonight. Okay? You're developing his mind how to open up to the bigness of God. In other words, to making room for God to do whatever he wants, however he wants it. But the training and development of how to do that, all we do is hear what God says, and we do it, and then we manage it. We manage it. He gives it to us so that it's ours, so that we, and he knows when something's ours, we will treat it like it's ours, right? And so that's why he gives it to us. And then we manage it knowing that it came from him, knowing he showed us, knowing that he gave us the spirit, gave us the brain, gave us understanding on how to do things, and we do it according to what he says. That's what a good manager is, right? He's doing it the way God says. So we have to learn how to do that. And amen. Thank you, Lord, for that training and everything that Satan and the other people mean for evil. God, you're going to turn it up for good in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. And bless him and recover, restore.
I see God restoring you like in a lickety split. You know, when the time is right, when the time has arrived, so to speak, where you're learning, growing, that God's going to restore all that, like it's nothing. Like, oh man, that was nothing compared to what God's doing with me now. It's like that was like a drop in a bucket compared to what, man, the flow, the blessing, the restoration. In Jesus' name, amen. Andrika, $100. Thank you, Andrika. ESW Auto Sales, $100. Thank you, Lord, for that. And thank you for, man, a lot of words about training. And I just want to say training. God is training. We're all being trained for something. Hallelujah. Joseph was being trained, Andrika. He was being trained for something. It's all about training. Like, we got to see this. I think that God more and more showed me that what we're in right now is it's in real life, but it's training. It's training. So we look at, you know, we look at it as going through high school. We go from the fifth grade to the sixth grade. We got to pass the fifth grade. We got to kind of get some of that stuff in. When we learn it, we can move on. We move to the sixth grade and we learn and we grow. And so it's all about learning and growing. It's not about, you know, that, it's about learning to obey God, and all that learning to obey is developing us to when the real thing comes, you know, when the real things happen in life that really matter, that really going to count for the future, that we're ready for that. We're trained for that. We're prepared for that in Jesus' name, because those who have been trained and see it as training instead of, oh my God, I really messed up, I'm a failure. No, it's like, you know, God, you're training me, you're showing me. You know, like a teacher says, no, you didn't do that right. You got to change the way. Like somebody asked me once not long ago, do you think that I'm just doing things wrong? I said, well, yeah, if you're in training, of course you're going to do things wrong. Everybody does things. That's what taking a test is, seeing what you're doing wrong still, so you can change it, right? So change something else. So, yeah, we're going to do things wrong. And we've got to find out what we're doing wrong and change that. That's what training is. And training is all going somewhere, taking us somewhere. Yeah. So, amen, for ESW Auto Sales with all that. Amen. And Tyreek, $10. Thank you, Jesus, for Tyreek. Thank you, Lord, for blessing him, God, giving that spinal cord, that courage in his spinal cord, God, where he will always stand up to evil, stand up to what's wrong, stand up to what he knows is wrong, and stand up for what is right. Hallelujah. Amen. Resist, submit yourself, therefore, to God, Tyreek. Resist Satan, and then he will flee from you. Satan is things that try to influence us to do the wrong thing, to get us on the wrong track, to get us going the wrong direction. That's what Satan does, to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus says, I've come to give you life. Life comes through decisions and information. We get information, we make the right decision, we get blessed. Satan comes in, he starts getting us compromised, you know, and then pretty soon he's got us going the wrong direction. We thank you, Lord, you keep him thinking in the right direction in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Give him wisdom. Torrey, thank you, Lord, for $10 for Torrey. Thank you, Jesus. Bless Torrey, God, and you know, show him the way of the Father, the way that fathers, good fathers, do things. Like, really, truly, the only truly perfectly good Father is our Heavenly Father. And I thank you, Lord, for showing Torrey what the Father is like, so he, when he grows up and becomes a father, or he can even be a father. You can father people before you're even a father, because you know that's what a man does. He fathers people. I've seen young people fathering other people, even though they're not even a father yet. Right? So there's that fathering. You see how to father correctly and how to love and how to help and how to be encouragement, how to be encouraged and strengthened and help other people along the way. And the satisfaction you're going to get out of that is going to be amazing. All right, Chris. $15. Thank you, Lord, for Chris. Thank you, God, for that training thing with him, God, that we start seeing things as training. We're in training, that we're not, that we're being trained for something in the future, that this whole thing we're going through is about training. It was actual real life trainings, right? And thank you, Jesus, for giving Chris the wisdom, God, on how to discern right from wrong, evil from good. And I thank you, Lord God, that you're showing him how to walk uprightly, amen, in Jesus' name. And how to walk uprightly means that you know that when you, what you, if you've when God tells you to do something, you don't do it. You get it right. Sorry about that, God. Give me another chance. God's right there. Yes, because we're learning. We're training. It makes okay, Chris, you didn't get that right. Yeah, exactly. You know, you got all that other things right. The one thing right there, we're gonna work on that. We're gonna train you up. We're gonna perfect that. Where you got it all. Where there's less mistakes, less failures. You know, open up the door for true success in Jesus' name. Hallelujah for true success. Amen in Jesus' name. And for Andrika, God, we thank you both for Andrika, God, that you are giving her the freedom and the liberty to choose to do that thing where she works less and makes more. Amen. And she says God is faithful. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness with her, God. And thank you, Lord, that she'll be able to work less and make more. I prayed that for years before it began to happen. And I thank you, God, that she will find it quicker than I did, much quicker than I did. And she's saying that blessing, because when we start training our mind, prayer, one of the things that prayer does, Andrika, is it trains our mind, because we're talking, you know, and we're talking what God is talking to us instead of just coming up with stuff, just training with what God's telling us, you know, think this, think like this, think more like a, you know, in this particular way, and begin to come in agreement with how to think, you know, about things and how we look at things. How we look at things and how we think about things is whether we'll be successful with God or not. And that's why we need him and we seek him for your right information. Give us the right information, God. How do we think about this? In Jesus' name, open that up, God, and give her wisdom. Amen. In Jesus' name, put her in the hands of God, of God's, of the people that you have your hand on, God. Even if they're not perfect people, it doesn't matter. It's people that you know, you have your hand on, you're doing something with. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Amen. And, God can have his people. Like, God had his hands on Donald Trump. Donald Trump was not a perfect guy, but God had his hand on him. It's like, God can bring in contact with people that they're not necessarily perfect people, but his hand is on them. They want to do right. They want to do good. And then bring her in contact with those people, God, in Jesus' name. All right. Anonymous, $201. Thank you for that. Anonymous, $201. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing on Anonymous, God. I thank you, Jesus, that the fear factors, that you're teaching Anonymous how to walk by faith and break the fear factors. The fear factors try to come along. Fear is always trying to mount up in us. People talk fear all the time. They don't even know it. Yet their heart is full of fear. So thank you, Lord, that you're teaching us how to think so that that our heart can change. And God, our heart changes, the heart of our soul changes, God, and we begin to see that our soul is a treasure to you, that without our soul being right with you and being developed by you, that we're never going to go anywhere. So, Lord, I thank you for developing her soul, her mind, will, and emotions, God, in Jesus' name, and her talents and her abilities, Anonymous' abilities, in the name of Jesus, to train them, perfect them, God, where they will line up with God, where the enemy can't get in and rob and take things away and lie and steal and cheat. In Jesus' name, where she will walk in purity and victory and wisdom, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come to understand the ways of God. Amen. Thinking like the Word of God thinks, thinking like the Holy Spirit thinks. In Jesus' name, and closing the door to all failure and all those things that open up the door for failure, because fear opens the door for failure. And I thank you, Lord, that she will be a success, God, because you're training her how to think and know and understand that Jesus has already paid for all this. The battle's already won. All I got to do is line myself up with him. And I thank you, Jesus, that she's lining herself up with you, thinking correctly, walking correctly, doing what you tell her to do, not about being perfect, but about listening to the voice of God, about loving him, to love him perfectly, and let him love you perfectly. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Letting that develop. And open up those areas where, my God, that have been closed off to the new way, to the ways of God, to new ways, the ways that we usually would resist because we think, well, no, I'm not going there. I'm not going to go there. I can't go there. I'm not big enough to go there. I'm not smart enough to go there. God, show her that all things are possible. Amen. In Jesus' name. Jesus cried out in the Garden of Gethsemane, God, all things are possible with you. Can you pass? Can this cup pass from me? Because he knew all things were possible with God. Amen. And so he prayed like that. He knew the Father was like that. He thought different. And so therefore, he was not afraid to say, you know, I've got some stuff going on here. All things are possible. God, I know you can change this thing. You know, can this cup pass from me? You know, and he asked him, he came right out and asked him a direct question. And God and the Father, of course, obviously said, no, it now's the time. Now we go. Now we do. And it was the way he thought. He thought right because he, even though he knew he had some really great ideas, he was a very smart person, right? And had a love for God and love for people. But he always went to the Father and said, Father, you know, if I'm not doing this right, you know, show me, lead me, guide me. And he did. And he's going to do that with you, Anonymous, in Jesus' name. All right, Jeannie, $275. Thank you, Jeannie, for that. Thank you, Lord, for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for the caring of your people, Lord, for the excitement of what makes God happy and the pleasures of the Lord and walking into that place where she's enjoying you, Lord, more and more and more all the time. She finds herself hardly ever having like stress. I mean, stress is there, but you cast it upon the Lord. That stress is everything's anxiety starts out with stress. So as we deal with the stress properly, then we don't get anxiety, you know, much. And so God's showing you how to take the stress and by enjoying life, by enjoying the process, by enjoying learning, by enjoying growing, by enjoying even making mistakes. Going that God's just laughing, yeah, he thinks he's cute, he thinks it's funny, he's not sitting there going, he's not frowning down on you because you didn't do something right. He's looking at you like, you know, you live and learn. Yeah, there you go. Get up and go, girl. Get up and go. It's like a daddy would do his little child. Get up and go. Yeah, you're fine. You're gonna learn, you're growing. Get up on that horse again. You fall off, we're gonna get you back up there again. Yeah. And go and learn to enjoy the fact that God wants you to be blessed more than you want to be blessed. He's more willing to watch you be successful and help people and flow in what you need more than you do yourself. Amen? And everything is about a fun learning process that our daddy, who wants us to be successful even more than we, is enjoying, loving, teaching. You know, teachers love to teach. They love to. When a child makes a mistake, it makes them happy. Not that they're making a mistake, but it makes them happy that they can train them. Oh, now their training skill kicks in. He messed that up. Okay, here you go. Yes, honey, come on, let's get this right here. Okay, let's go. And they get their thrill off of helping you not make that same mistake again. They don't get mad at the students. No, they get a kick out of the fact they get to train them and try to find a way to help them. It's a joy that they have, not some laborsome thing. Oh, you stupid idiot! You know, what's wrong with you? God didn't think about us like that. Amen. He enjoys. When we draw from him that thing that we need him. And I thank you, Jesus, for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Cheryl, $400. Thank you, Cheryl, for that. I just bless you. Thank you for that. That whole thing tonight when praying over you was, wow, I got this thing. I want to start prophesying when I'm talking, right? That doesn't happen all the time. It's like, you know, I never know what in that particular way to prophesy. I prophesy all the time, but not in that particular realm. And it's like something's going on with that. You're drawing that prophetic thing out, you're drawing that prophetic word out, you're drawing that prophetic information out, you're drawing that thing about prayer, intercession, as though you've been a prayer warrior, but God's going to change our understanding of prayer warriors, you know, like we talked about, on, I think that was really your word tonight, when we talked earlier in the show. There's something about that, about God training us what true kingdom work is all about, and not mixing things together and saying, well, this, you know, prayer is, you know, praying for 4 hours, you know, and then hopefully God will make God happy, and then we get it done. Now, prayer is coming in agreement with God, finding out how to come in agreement with God. Sometimes it may take a little time to set ourselves aside and, you know, agree with God. But once we do, once it's done, that's done. And then we just fellowship and pray and give thanks and party, amen, and have fun and enjoy the Lord, prophesy and sing and just stir up the glory of God. That's not prayer. That's worship. Amen. Prayer and worship. The altar. I see you at the altar of incense. The altar of incense. In Jesus' name, ministering before the altar of incense where the prayers of the saints go up before God. Hallelujah. And nurturing that. And you know, and how do I say it? The priest would put the coals of fire in there, and the priest would, you know, put the incense and the coals of fire in the brazen altar. The incense, well, the incense went up right before you entered the Holy of Holies. Woo, that's good. Before you enter into the Holy of Holies, but after prayer and about worship and about true prayer and about true worship, and developing that and to do it right, where we get everything done, get all the work done in a few minutes, maybe an hour, and then we spend 3 or 4 hours just like, you know, having fun. And just wow, and getting God's job done. The more we enjoy it, the more we get it done. I guarantee you, that's what God's showing me. The more we enter to and learn how to enjoy His kingdom, enjoy it, and love it, which most of us do, you know. And it's not a burden. It's not, oh my God, we got to get this thing done. You know, it's like it's worship. It's a joy. It's freedom. And that, when that's being offered up to God, it's like sweet incense before the Father. And when He's pleased, we're pleased, He's happy, then everything goes, man. It goes. It goes because God is happy, and we're happy. You know, I saw Jesus laughing that time in the open vision that I had. He was laughing. I mean, I kept gut-busting, belly-flopping laugh. I'll never forget that. It was amazing. Changed my whole life. Said, Randy, you're too serious. You're too, you know, yeah, loosen up a little bit. Like, okay. And finally I started getting it. It took time because I didn't know how do you go from being serious to being laughing and giggling and having fun. I don't know, how do you do that? I didn't know. And I just wanted to save the world. I wanted to help, you know, help Jesus. We're going to do this together, God. And He said, you know, if you're going to do it, you can learn to relax, enjoy, have fun, and get the job done, and then let's just party. Yeah. Enjoy, have fun, love fest. Amen, and pass the love of God around to God's people and to the world. Amen. All right. Ain't nobody do it like Jesus. Ooh, ain't nobody do it like the Lord. Ain't nobody do it like Jesus. He's my Lord. All right. Shannon, $20. Thank you, Shannon. All right. Please pray God works everything out with me, with my wife. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Just start speaking that thing as it already is. Like, yeah, like you did right there. Like, not going to be, but have. Like you already have. Just start declaring like you already have it. Yeah, and you don't hear me say it very often. I don't say that stuff very often. I usually say, you know, but there's something about it. Oh, praise God. Amen. Start declaring it as though it's done. Like, yeah, pray for me and my wife instead of, you know what I'm saying? Like, thank you, Jesus, for that He will enter that place of praise and worship and thankfulness instead of trying to make it happen. Thank you, God, that it already has happened, that it already is done, even though we don't see it yet. But start moving your, training your mind, training your thinking to open up to, yeah, you know, like pray that we get along good. Pray that we get together and talk about the right thing. Pray that we do the right thing. Pray that we have purpose together. Pray that we, you know, like it's already a done deal. Yeah, and Jesus' name, change that, move that, rearrange that, God, and His life, God, in Jesus' name, will be blessed and start thinking differently. Your thoughts, when they're opened, when they're given to us by God, that's what opens us up to that. It like He already knows it's done, right? In heaven, it's like, yeah, He knows who it is. You know, it's already done deal in heaven. What's ever loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. So you start loosing on earth what it's already, God already knows it, and He just says, start, you know, acting as, you know, going to that thing, speaking it as though it already was. Amen. Hallelujah. Open that up, Jesus. Open that up, Jesus. Lamb of God, open that up, God. Hallelujah. Help quicken Him, Jesus. We can do that. Amen. Like it's already done. Speak those things that are not as though they were. There you go. I finally got it. $20. Thank you for that, Shannon. Ain't nobody do it like Jesus. Ain't nobody do it like the Lord, my friend. All right, let's get ready to move on. Thank you, Jesus. I think that's it for tonight. Let's see what we got going on here. All right, y'all, it's been really great tonight. And awesome. Thank you, Lord, for that stuff with Cheryl, for her stuff with the legal stuff, paperwork and all that. Thank you, Lord, that's done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah for the victory with all that, God. I just give you glory and praise for a whole nother level of freedom in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Freedom is having more responsibility, but enjoying it. Right? Not because we know that it pleases God. All right, I think that's it for tonight. Thank y'all very much. Let's make sure here. Hang on a second, there's something going on. Okay. Angela did say, okay, she did that. We did that. All right, I think that's it for tonight. All right, you guys. Thank you very, very much. I guess we're going to call it a night tonight. Thank you so much for everything you do and your prayers and believing God for healings and deliverances and miracles, you know, tangible, literal, physical miracles happening on a regular basis. We've entered into that. Let it be done in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, it's 12:22. 1-2-2-2-2-2-2. Yeah, we're going to talk about this stuff more about the market and what it's pointing to. It's all just one big prophecy, really, is all it is. It's one big prophecy that is within a supernatural fashion that God has given that is almost like, wow, can that really be happening? And you see it, and it's documented, and it's done in a way that nobody could do that. Nobody can shape that. Nobody can form that. Only God. Only God. And it is done. Yeah. Done. Okay. I think that's it for tonight. Let me try to find my... Oh, there we go. All right. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much. We love you. Appreciate it. Enjoyed it. God be with you. And see you soon.